Some other news around the college football world before we kick off today. UCLA's starting quarterback has been ruled out versus Oregon. I don't think it's been disclosed why Dorian Thompson-Robinson will not be playing. Speculated that it could be COVID implications. Numerous other games, such as Florida State and Clemson, have been canceled today as well due to the coronavirus. Seems to be a delay on the field. And now, finally, Cal's kickoff team will take the field, as will the Beaver receiving team. The Beavers' kickoff receiving team. Champ Flemings is going to be the deep man. He's had some excellent returns this year for Oregon State. He's the one and only deep man at the moment. So we are about ready to get underway here in Corvallis. Number 89 will kick off for the Cal Golden Bears. That is Tommy Christakos. One of the place kickers, and we are about ready to get underway. Christeco strides up to the ball, gives it a boot. Champ Flemings fields it a couple yards deep in the end zone. He's going to try to take this one back. He's across the 10, across the 15, across the 20, out to the 25, and he's finally wrestled down there. And the Beavers will start this game from the touchback spot from their own 25-yard line. 14:55 to play in the first quarter. The first play from scrimmage is coming up for Oregon State. Here comes the Beaver offense led by Tristan Jebbia, looking to get back on track this week. 14:55 to play in the first quarter, no score. Here's the first play of the ball game. Tristan Jebbia is in the I formation, and that is Jamar Jefferson at halfback for the Beavs. Jebbia under center, takes the snap, turns it, hands off to Jefferson. Jefferson finds some running room. He's at midfield, 45-40. They're not going to get him, 25-20, 15-10-5. Touchdown, Beavers! Jamar Jefferson on the first play of the ball game, a 75-yard run. They're going crazy on the Oregon State sideline. It was just a little stretch play over the left side of that Beaver offensive line. Opened up a huge hole, and Jamar Jefferson did the rest. We were talking just a few minutes ago about how much of an impact he's had already this season. So 6-0 Beavers with 14:42 to play in the first quarter. Everett Hayes is on for the extra point. Beavers having some trouble getting guys on and off the field for the PAT. Finally set up for it now. Hayes is on to attempt the extra point. Snap is down, hold is down, kick is up, and it is good. 7-0 Beavers with 14:42 to play here in the first quarter. Seven nothing Beavers. We are going to toss for a 30-second break right now.
Did you know that Heartland Humane Society is your local animal shelter located a mile and a half from Oregon State University? If you're missing an animal or looking to adopt, stop by Heartland to see how they can help. If you want to volunteer or foster, it's a wonderful way to get animals in your life. From petting cats to walking dogs, or snuggling bunnies, you can make a difference for homeless animals in Benton County today. You can also visit the Heartland Thrift Shop in downtown Corvallis to shop, donate, or volunteer. Check out heartlandhumane.org for more information.
Welcome back to Research Stadium. The Beavers lead at 7-0 with 14:42 to play in the first quarter. The first play from scrimmage was a 75-yard touchdown rush by star running back Jermar Jefferson. So the Beavers lead at 7-0, and they're going to be kicking off after just 18 seconds of this ball game. Caleb Lightborn is the kickoff specialist for the Beavers. There's one man back to receive this kickoff for Cal. I can't tell exactly who it is, but Lightborn strides up to the ball and boots this one away. It's a line drive kick. It's going to go through the back of the end zone, and the Cal Golden Bears will start from their own 25-yard line, trailing 7-0. That was Nico Remigio, who was the deep man for Cal, to receive that kickoff. So the Beaver defense takes the field for the first time today. Here comes Chase Garbers, the starting quarterback for the Cal Golden Bears. Cal's offense looking to get back on track after a very rough opening game where they lost 34-10 to UCLA and mustered less than 200 yards of total offense. 14:42 to play in the first quarter. Beavers leading 7-0. First down and 10 for the Cal Golden Bears from their own 25-yard line. Garber's under center, Christopher Brown Jr., is the halfback for the Golden Bears. Garber's under center takes the snap, fakes the pitch. Now he hands it off to Chris Brown. Brown is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. He does fall forward for a couple of yards, gets out to the 28-yard line. That is a pickup of 3 on 1st and 10. It'll bring up 2nd and 7 for the Golden Bears. Beavers making some defensive substitutions. In comes Alton Julian at safety. So it's 2nd and 7 for the Golden Bears. 14-15 to play in the first quarter. Beavers lead it 7-0. 2nd and 7 for Cal from their own 28-yard line. Garber's under center. Chris Brown is the halfback. Garber's motions a tight end across. Garbers takes the snap, hands it off to Chris Brown, trying to run to the left side, bottled up, and he does fall forward once again. Picks up, give him 4 on the carry, maybe even 5. That's going to bring up 3rd and about a yard, so a 3rd and short situation. The Beavers have not done well in these types of situations all season long, specifically on 3rd and short. Last week, Washington was 8 for 16 on 3rd down. Beavers making some defensive substitutions ahead of this play. 3rd down and 1 for Cal from their own 34-yard line. Cal comes under center, 2 wide receivers set. Chris Brown is the running back. Garbers takes the snap, hands off to Brown, who has a 1st down and more out across the 40, down to the 45-yard line. Brought down by Nashawn Wright, but that is going to move the sticks for Cal. A pickup of about 9 yards on 3rd down and 1. So there's 13 minutes to play in the first quarter. The Beavers lead the Golden Bears 7-0. Cal has the ball, 1st down and 10 from their own 46-yard line. Cal comes out in the I formation, 2 wide receivers, both to the left side of the screen. Chris Brown is the halfback. Garbers takes the snap, hands it off left side to Chris Brown. Brown trying to pick his way, and he does for 2 yards, brought down by a host of Beaver defenders at around Cal's 48-yard line. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 8 for the Golden Bears. Beaver defense really looking to find their rhythm after a solid second half against Washington. Did give up a lot of yards, looking to not bend as much as they did last week, even in that solid second half. 2nd down and 8 for the Golden Bears. 7-0 Beavers lead with 12 minutes to play in the first quarter. 2nd and 8 for Cal from their own 48-yard line. Garbers motions a tight end across. Garbers takes the snap, fakes the handoff, now looks downfield, fires deep down the left sideline. That is caught, juggled and caught inside the 10. Put him down at around the 6-yard line. What a catch. I couldn't tell who that was. It looked to me like he was, I think that was number 11. It was number 11 for Cal, Kikoa Crawford, and what a catch down at the 7-yard line. So a huge gain on that play. It's going to set up 1st down and goal for the Golden Bears. 7-0 Beavers, 11:25 to play in the first quarter. 1st and goal for Cal from the Beaver 7-yard line. Garbers takes the snap, hands off to Chris Brown up the middle. He's met immediately. Omar Spates was there for the Beavers, the first one to make the stop. A couple more Beaver linebackers piled on, so they get a stop. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up 2nd down and goal for Cal from the Beaver's 7-yard line. Going back to that play a minute ago, it was an incredible catch. It looked, seemed that he dropped it, but Kikoa Crawford held on. So now it's 2nd down and goal for the Golden Bears from the Beaver's 7-yard line. Chase Garber's in the shotgun. Garbers takes the snap, rolls out to his right. Garbers fires. That's incomplete. Looking short side of the field, would have been for Crawford again. And that brings up 3rd down and goal from the 7 after the incomplete pass. So Beaver defense trying to once again bend but not break here and hold the Golden Bears to a field goal attempt. The Beavers lead at 7-0 in the first quarter, 10:36 to play in the first quarter. 3rd down and goal for Cal from the Beavers' 7-yard line. Garbers comes out in the shotgun formation. 4 wide receivers set. Chris Brown is their halfback. Garbers claps his hands, takes the snap, looks to throw, fires a fade route, corner of the end zone. It's caught, but out of bounds. They're going to call that a touchdown. As it stands, that is a touchdown for Cal to Makai Polk. It looked to me like he was out of bounds when he made that catch. We'll take a look at the replay. It was a good throw by Garbers, and I think they're going to need to review this one. As it stands, it's a touchdown for Cal off a 7-yard pass from Chase Garbers to Makai Polk. And the referees are holding this one up at the moment. I would think they're going to have to take a look at this one right here. It was a good throw by Garbers. I thought that Polk was out of bounds. You just need 1 foot down in college. I'm not sure he got it down. And they are going to let this go. So the review is over. That is a touchdown for the Golden Bears. What a catch from Makai Polk. And the extra point is going to be attempted by Dario Longhetto. Snap is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. So we are tied at 7 with 10:30 to play in the first quarter. We will be back for Cal's kickoff in a minute here on KBVR.
Are you a member of a business or organization in the greater Corvallis area? Do you love listening to KBVR? KBVR-FM invites you to support our programming here at Orange Media Network. With your contribution, you could promote your establishment or next event to listeners throughout our community. For more information, call 541-737-6323 or go to orangemedianetwork.com.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Research Stadium. A lot of fireworks to start this one. Opening drive touchdowns for both teams as Cal has evened the score at 7 with 10:30 left to play in the first quarter. It was a third and goal completion to the corner of the end zone, Chase Garbers to Makai Polk, who made a heck of a catch in the corner of the end zone, who was just able to drag his left toe. Coverage from Isaiah Dunn, but an excellent throw and catch, and Cal has tied the game at 7. If you're just joining us, on the opening play from scrimmage of the ball game, Jamar Jefferson took it 75 yards to the house to give the Beavers a 7-0 lead. Cal with a good drive right there has tied it back up for them, and now Cal's kickoff team is back on the field. There's been a delay right here. Now the Beavers kickoff receiving team will take the field. Champ Flemings will be back deep to return. Christakos will kick off once again for the Golden Bears. Ball just now being delivered. So there's 10:30 to play in the first quarter. 7-7 between the Beavers and the Golden Bears. Champ Flemings is back deep to receive this kickoff. We'll see what the Beavers can do on this drive after it took just one play with a 75-yard rush from Jamar Jefferson. Jebbia is yet to have to throw a pass yet. We'll see what happens on the ensuing drive right here. Whistle blows. Christakos strides up to the ball, boots it away. Champ Flemings is going to take this one at his own 4. Out across the 10, runs the right side, 15, 20, outside the 25, shoved out of bounds at the 28-yard line. And that is where the Beavers will start 1st and 10 for their next drive. So rushing leaders right now in this one, Jamar Jefferson with one rush for 75 yards and a touchdown. Jefferson, of course, averaging 75 yards a rush so far in this game. So here comes the Beaver offense, 7-7 here with 10:24 to play in the first quarter. Jefferson once again the halfback, 1st down and 10, Beavers from their own 28-yard line. They come out in a stacked set. Jebbia takes the snap, hands it off to Jefferson, tries to bounce it outside. Cal much better on that one, as that's a pickup of just 2 yards out to the 30-yard line. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 8. Two carries for 77 yards now for Jamar Jefferson. The Beavers are going to make some substitutions. We knew coming into this game that the run game was going to be awfully important. Jebby has still yet to throw a pass. Second down and 8 for the Beavers from their own 30-yard line. Two wide receivers set, both out to the right side. Jefferson, the halfback. Jebbia takes the snap and hands off stretch play Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson finds a little bit of a crease, picks up about 3, maybe 4 on the play. It's going to bring up third down and a long 3, maybe 4 yards for Oregon State. 9:34 to play in the first quarter. The Beavers and the Cal Golden Bears tied at 7. Third and 4 for the Beavers from their own 34-yard line. Jebbia in the shotgun. They motion Champ Flemings. And we got whistles. And this is going to be a timeout taken by Cal. So the first timeout of the half by Cal. 7-7 here with 9:19 to play in the first quarter. And we are going to be back after this break with KBBR.
This is DJ Dolomite, and you're listening to KBVR Corvallis, playing some of the hottest tracks on the airwaves.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Reser. This important game for Cal and Oregon State. Both teams looking for their first win of the 2020 season. The Beavers 0-2. Cal is 0-1. There's 9:19 to play in the first quarter. 7-7 ball game. And when we come out of this timeout, the Beavers are going to have the ball. Third down and 4 from their own 34-yard line. As I mentioned, this is an all-important game. Feels like a must-win for the Beavers in this one. If we can recap Cal's last drive to tie it up, Chase Garbers was 2 of 3 for 51 yards and a touchdown. Touchdown was to Makai Polk, who made a fantastic catch in the corner of the end zone. And I want to make some corrections on myself last drive. That was not Christopher Brown taking the handoffs for Cal. Damian Moore took 2. Marcel Dancy took another 2. So we're yet to see Cal's go-to starting running back, which is Chris Brown. I'll try to provide you with an update on that as the game goes on. Timeout on the field still taking place. Beavers are going to have 3rd down and 4 when we come back. Jefferson has taken all 3 of the... has taken the ball all 3 plays so far for the Beavers. He's got 3 rushes for 81 yards and a touchdown. Whistle starting to blow. Cal's defense is back on the field. If you're just joining us, 7-7 between Cal and Oregon State with 9:19 to play in the first quarter. Oregon State's offense retakes the field. 3rd down and 4 from their own 34-yard line. They come out with 3 wide receivers set, and I think that's Jamar Jefferson at halfback. Jebbia in the I formation. Jebbia on 3rd and 4 hands it off to Jefferson, and he's stuffed behind the line of scrimmage. They tried handing off to Jefferson 4 straight plays, and Cal was not falling for that one. Loss of 2 on the play. It's going to bring up a punting situation for the Beavers. So the Beavers giving the ball to Jamar Jefferson all 4 plays so far. And with 8:55 to play in the first quarter, here comes Caleb Lightbourne to punt it away for the Beavs. 4th down and 6 for the Beavers from their own 32-yard line. There is the snap. The punt is away. Return man back to his own 12-yard line. It's a pretty good punt. He's out across the 15. Tries to get to the corner across the 20. There's a flag down as he's got a lot of room to run, and he's actually going to take this to the house. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Cal. But this is more than likely coming back as there is laundry on the field. This is probably going to be a block in the back or a hold. Still poor tackling from the Beavers, but waiting on the call from the officials right here. That was a 57-yard punt from Caleb Lightborn. So a very good kick. And the call is an illegal block in the back on the Cal Golden Bears, as we all expected. That is going to be half the distance to the goal. So instead of an 88-yard punt return touchdown, Cal is going to start from about their own. We'll see where they mark this one off. They're going inside the 10. Cal will start first down and goal from their own 7-yard line. Here comes Chase Garbers and the Cal offense. .825 to play in the first quarter, 7-7 between Cal and Oregon State. I believe Damian Moore is the halfback for Cal. First and 10 for the Golden Bears from their own 7-yard line. Chase Garbers in the shotgun. No, in the I formation, excuse me. One wide receiver set. Garbers turns and hands it off to Moore. Moore charging up the middle. Gets about to the 10-yard line. Give him 3 yards on the carry. So that'll bring up second down and 7 for Cal from their own 10-yard line. Second drive of the game for Cal. Their first one ended in a touchdown. 7-7 ball game right now. So Cal breaks the huddle. Second down and 7 for the Golden Bears from their own 10-yard line. 7:50 to play in the first quarter, 7-7 ball game. Second down and 7. They motion receiver Makai Polk. Garbers takes the snap, hands it off to Moore. Moore charging up the middle, met by a host of Beaver defenders. Great pursuit by the Oregon State defense that time. I believe Omar Spates was the one who was credited with the majority of that tackle. Pickup of 2. Maybe give him 3. It's going to bring up third down and about 4 for Cal from their own 13-yard line. Third down and 4 for the Golden Bears from their own 13. Beaver defense trying to get off the field. Have not made a third down stop so far today. They've been struggling with that all year long so far. Third and 4, Garbers in the shotgun. Cal at their own 13-yard line. Chase Garbers takes the snap. Looks to throw. Fires a slant route. It's caught right near the sticks. It is going to be awfully close. I believe that is Makai Polk. No, that's Kikoa Crawford, number 11. Depending on the spot, I think he's short. Yes, the Beaver defense does come up with a big third down stop. It's fourth and inches, and here comes the Cal punting team. This will be, I believe that is Jameson Sheehan on to punt for the Golden Bears. Trevon Bradford is standing at his own 42-yard line to receive this punt. Snap is away. And we got whistles before the snap. I don't see any laundry on the field. Delay of game. Offense. This is a delay of game on the Golden Bears, so that will further move them back closer to their own goal line. And it will move it back to fourth down and about 6. From their own 10. Mark them at the 11, rather. Trevon Bradford is the deep man to receive for the Beavers. 6:04 to play in the first quarter. The Beavers and the Golden Bears tied at 7 all. Fourth and 6 for Cal from their own 11. They're going to punt this one away. Snap is there. Sheehan boots it away. This is a bad punt off the side of his foot. Rolls out of bounds at about the 35-yard line of Cal. They will mark it at the 35, so tremendous starting field position for the Beavers to start off this next drive. They're going to start from Cal's 35-yard line. We will be back in 30 seconds with KBVR football.
Do you want to keep up with everything from KBVR-FM? On our Twitter, at KBVR_FM, you can talk with your favorite DJ, stay up on the latest from our music blog, and let us know what you've been listening to. We care about what you have to say here at your college station. 88.7 FM, KBVR, Corvallis.
Hi, this is Ashley from Cat Ghost, formerly known as Ghost Cat, and you're listening to KBVR, Corvallis.
Welcome back to Research Stadium. 5:56 to play here in the first quarter. Cal and Oregon State tied at 7-all. When we come back from the break, the Beavers will have first down and 10 from Cal's 35-yard line after a shanked punt from Sheehan of the Golden Bears. The Beavers came up with a stop leading to fourth down and inches, leading to a Cal punt. And now the Beavers are rewarded for a big third down stop. Last week against Washington, and especially in the opening game against Washington State, the Beavers really struggled to get off the field in third down situations. So that is going to be a key certainly today, but going forward for the rest of the year as well with the defensive unit, especially in the first half against Washington last week. They forced the Husky offense into many third and short situations. Beavers were not able to come up with many stops. But after third down and four here, Cal was about a half a yard shy, leading to that punt. So if you're just joining us, 7-7 between Cal and Oregon State with 5:56 here to play in the first quarter. Oregon State quarterback Tristan Jebbia yet to throw a pass. Four plays for the Oregon State offense, four handoffs to Jamar Jefferson, who's got four carries for 80 yards and a touchdown. Jefferson scored on the opening play for scrimmage, a 75-yard rush to get the game going with a stretch play over the left side of that offensive line. Cal responded on their opening drive of the game with a march down the field, a couple of third down conversions. It's 7-7 with 5:56 remaining in the first quarter. Here comes the Beaver offense. Jamar Jefferson is the halfback for Oregon State. First and 10 Beavers from the Cal 35-yard line. Jebbia motions Colby Taylor. Jebbia takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls out on a bootleg. Now he's going to throw down the sideline. He has a man complete. That is number 84. I believe that is Tegan Quatoriano. It's a touchdown for Oregon State. It is Tegan Quatoriano. And on Jebbia's first pass of the ball game, the Beavers have regained the lead with 5:47 to play in the first quarter. 35-yard strike. Tristan Jebbia to Tegan Quatoriano. He rolled out on a bootleg and threw it back across his body to Quatoriano, who is waiting for it. And now here is Everett Hayes on for the PAT. 13-7 right now with this PAT ensuing. Snap is down. Hayes boots it. Kick is up. Looks good from here, and it is good. 14-7. Beavers regain the lead with 5:47 left to play in the first quarter off a Tristan Jebbia pass to Tegan Quatoriano. We will be back in about a minute with KBVR football. 14-7 Beavs.
América, tus hijos tienen un superpoder. Ellos pueden salvar muchas vidas al no salir a jugar. Con solo quedarse en casa y juntarse con sus amigos por internet o videochats, ayudan contra la propagación de peligrosos gérmenes. Y si salen, asegúrate de que usen sus superpoderes para distanciarse 6 pies de los demás y así proteger a todos los habitantes del planeta. Infórmate más en coronavirus.gov. Este es un mensaje de los CDC y el Ad Council.
If doctors told us that we'd made a breakthrough on COVID-19, we would rejoice. We'd feel hope that we could live our lives again, get back to work, back to doing what we want. Well, masks are a ticket to that freedom. We can help protect others and save lives by covering our noses and mouths, which is how the virus mainly spreads. Until there's a vaccine, grab the breakthrough that's already here. When we're out, it's masks on. A message to help keep you safe.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Reeser. 14-7 Beavers, 5:47 to play in the first quarter, and the kickoff is away from Caleb Lightborn, and the Cal receiver is going to let this one go out of the back of the end zone. That was Nico Remigio back deep. So Cal will start first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. The Beavers with another one-yard drive, two one-yard touchdown drives for the Beavers. This was a Tegan Quatoriano reception from Tristan Jebbia, and it's 14-7. The Beavers lead Cal with 5:47 to play here in the first quarter. Cal will start first down and 10 from their own 25-yard line after the touchback. So Jebbia to Quatoriano on the last drive to put the Beavers in front. First and 10 for Cal from their own 25-yard line. 5:47 to play in the first quarter. They're going to be there's a weird formation. Beaver defense scrambling. Now Garbers is going to come back in the shotgun, an empty backfield set. Garbers takes the snap. Here comes a blitz. It's picked up. Fires short, and that is complete. Brought down immediately by Omar Spates. Pickup of one on the play. Great pursuit there by the Beaver defense, specifically the Oregon State linebacker, Omar Spates. It's going to bring up second down and 9 for Cal. Tried to go short there on the left side. Cal tried to trick the Beavers with an interesting formation. Wasn't fooling Omar Spates. 5:19 to play in the first quarter. Clock rolling. 14-7. Beavers lead the Golden Bears. Second down and 9 for Cal from their own 26-yard line. Garbers in the shotgun. Garbers takes the snap. Here comes a blitz. Garbers fires. It's complete short of the sticks. And that is going to be a pickup of around 5 yards out. Mark him down at the 36-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and a short 4 for the Golden Bears. So another third down situation. Beavers were able to get off the field last time they faced third down and 4 on the previous drive, looking to do likewise here. Third and 4 for Cal from their own 32-yard line. I believe Damian Moore is the halfback for the Golden Bears. Still haven't seen starter Chris Brown. Third and 4 for Cal. Garbers calling an audible. 4:20 to play in the first quarter. Beavers lead 14-7. Third down and 3, and we have a flag before the snap. This is a delay of game, as it's being announced to us right now. Delay of game on the Cal Golden Bears. That is going to make this a third down and 8. Chainsaw roaring. Crowd, the virtual crowd really getting into it here on third down at Reser Stadium. Third down and 8 for Cal from their own 27-yard line. They break the huddle. Garbers comes out in the shotgun formation. Beavers look like they might be dialing up some pressure here on third down and 8. They motion Moore out as a receiver. Garbers takes the snap. Here comes the heat. Garbers tries to escape the pocket. He's going to try to run for the first down. He gets a block, and he will move the sticks. Gets out of bounds at the 36-yard line. He needed 8. He got 9 yards on a quarterback scramble. So the Beavers brought heat. It seems they did what they wanted to do here. They flushed Garbers out of the pocket, but as I was saying pregame, this guy can really run, and that moves the sticks for the Golden Bears. First and 10 for Cal from their own 36-yard line. Garbers takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking right side, and he's going to run it again. He's got a little bit of room, slides at about the 42, but with the new rule of giving yourself up, he is going to be marked down at the 40, pickup of about 4, maybe 5 on the play. Call it second down and 5 for the Cal offense. Second and 5 for Cal from their own 41-yard line. 14-7, Beavers lead in the first quarter. Garbers takes the snap. He hands it off to Moore. Moore trying to find some room up the middle. And I believe they're going to mark him about a half yard short of the marker. He gets out just across the 45-yard line. And I'm waiting for the official call. This is going to be a third down situation for the Golden Bears. Chainsaw coming out. Virtual crowd going to get into it again. Third down and about half a yard for the Golden Bears from their own 45-yard line. So Cal comes out in the I formation. Damian Moore is the halfback for the Golden Bears. Third and inches. Garbers takes the snap, hands it off to Moore. Moore moves the chains. He gets out to about the 47-yard line, pickup of 2 on the play. And that'll keep the drive alive for Cal. Their second third down conversion of this drive. As I was saying earlier, the Beavers have forced quite a few third down situations this year. A lot of them have been with less than 2 yards to go, and the Beavers have not been good at getting off the field in those situations. So it's first and 10 for Cal from their own 47-yard line. 14-7, Beavers leading, 1:50 to play in the first quarter. Garbers is in the shotgun. Moore is the halfback. Moore is motioned out as a receiver. Garbers takes the snap. Here comes pressure. It's picked up. Garbers delivers. It's complete and brought down at midfield. Jaden Grant made the tackle for the Beavs. That is a pickup of just 3. It'll bring up second down and 7. That was Akili Arnold who made the stop, pardon me, for saying it was Jaden Grant. That was Akili Arnold. Second down and 7 for Cal from midfield. Minute 13 to play in the first quarter. Beavers lead at 14-7 over Cal. Second and 7 for Cal from midfield. Garbers takes the snap. Looks to throw. Here comes pressure. Garbers hit as he throws. He's got a man wide open. 30, 25, 20. Angle being cut off. He's finally brought down at about the 12-yard line. But that is a huge play for the Golden Bears. The Beavers dialed up a blitz and were able to get to Garbers, just not quite in time. Garbers made a heck of a play to get that one away. Anjay Hughes-Murray eventually made the stop for the Beavers, but it's a big play for the Cal offense. 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. First and 10 for Cal from the Beavers' 18-yard line. Cal looking to tie this game up at 14-all. Garbers in the shotgun. They motion a man out of the backfield. Garbers takes the snap, looks to throw, and that ball is batted down dangerously. Almost ended up in the hands of Avery Roberts for the Beavers, but thankfully for Cal, that one falls harmlessly to the turf. And that will bring up second down and 10 for the Golden Bears from the Beavers' 17-yard line. If you're just joining us now, there's 19 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Beavers lead the Golden Bears 14-7. 19 seconds to play in the first quarter. Second and 10 for Cal from the Beavers' 17-yard line. They come out in the I formation. Garbers calling an audible, it seems. Garbers under center. Second and 10. Takes the snap. Looks to throw. Delayed handoff. And this is Brown who finds some running room on the left side. I believe that was Brown on the carry. Pickup of 8 yards, and that will likely be the final play of the first quarter. Cal's going to let it run down, give them 9 yards on the carry. So when we come back, that's the end of the first quarter. Third down and 1 for Cal from the Beaver, the Beaver 9-yard line. Beavers lead 14-7 at the end of 1. We will be back after this break.
But I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Beavers. Let's talk about sleep. Did you know 2/3 of students experience extreme drowsiness in class and that poor sleep habits can negatively impact your GPA? It's recommended to get between 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. Blue light emitted from electronic devices hinders the production of melatonin, the hormone that readies you for sleep. If you have trouble falling asleep, try turning off screens at least 1 hour before going to bed, avoiding caffeine before 2 p.m., and maintaining a regular sleep schedule. CAPS wishes you a better sleep tonight.
Hey, it's David Greene here. I'm the host of NPR's Morning Edition, and you are listening to KBVR Corvallis.
And welcome back to Research Stadium. We're just getting set for the start of the second quarter. We got a good one here in Corvallis. The Beavers lead Cal 14-7. Cal is going to have third down in about 1.5, maybe 2 yards from the Beaver 9-yard line, looking to tie it up. So a big play coming for the Cal offense. The Beaver defense so far this season has really, really struggled on third down and short situations. Teams have been converting pretty automatically against the Beavers. Tim Tebasar saying earlier this week they got to get off the field on third down. Washington was 8-for-16 last week. Beavers did improve their defense in the second half in that game, but this is a big opportunity for the Beaver defense to make a statement here, get a stop, and try and preserve this lead. So the Beavers have scored on 2 of their 3 drives. Those scores have both come on one-play drives. Jamar Jefferson starting the game off with a 75-yard touchdown rush. Cal answered, then a few drives later for the Beavers, off of a bootleg rollout from Tristan Jebbia, he found Tegan Quatoriano for a 35-yard touchdown strike. So twice the Beavers have scored on the opening play of a drive. The Beavers lead it 14-7. Beaver defense takes the field here. 15 minutes on the clock. We're at the start of the second quarter. So it's going to be third down and two for the Cal offense from the Beaver 9-yard line. Beaver's trying to preserve a 14-7 lead. Cal taking a long time in the huddle. Doesn't seem the play clock has started yet. I don't think we're yet back from the break at the end of the first quarter. Bit of an update. The flag has started to blow, the American flag in the south corner of the stadium. So the wind definitely has picked up a little bit here in Corvallis. Still good temperature, still completely dry. Sun not poking out much. It's an overcast here. Good weather for some football, though, as we are about ready to start the second quarter. Seems like we're just coming back from break now. They've kept the Cal offense in the huddle for an awful long time. The Beaver defense has been waiting in their set formation for quite a while now. They're trying to be stretched out, getting ready for this big third down play. So 15 minutes on the clock in the second quarter. The Beavers lead the Golden Bears 14-7. And Cal breaks the huddle. Here comes the third down chainsaw and the noise from the virtual crowd. One wide receiver out wide, Nashawn Wright, will be in coverage. Third down and two from the Beaver 9. Garbers motions a man. He's going to roll out. Garbers being chased, backpedaling, fires, and he just throws it away. Great defense there by the Beavers. He was being chased by, I believe, John McCartan, the big 6'5 outside linebacker, and Garbers was running scared from him, had to throw that one away. So the Beavers get a big stop on third down. Here comes the Cal field goal unit. Dario Longhetto will be on to attempt a 26-yarder from the left hash. So not a great angle, but a short field goal nonetheless. Beavers lead at 14-7, 14:53 to play in the first quarter. Here's the field goal attempt right here from Cal and Dario Longhetto. Snap is down. It's high. Hold is down. Kick is up. Looks good from here, and it is good. So it's 14-10. Cal cuts into the lead, but the Beavers maintain their lead here with 14:49 to play in the first quarter. We have another kickoff coming up next with the Beavers leading 14-10 with 14:49 to play in the first quarter. We are going to go to a one-minute break right now.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Want to get involved in public service announcements here at KBVR? We want people like you to share your diverse voices and perspectives on the airwaves. Whether you have an event to promote, a message for the public, or just something to say, don't hesitate to get involved. Students at OSU can be involved in any stage of the process, from writing to voice acting. No prior experience is required. For more information on how to get involved, don't hesitate to email the productions director at fm.productions@oregonstate.edu.
And welcome back to Reser Stadium in Corvallis, Oregon. We got 14:49 to play in the second quarter. The Beavers lead Cal 14-10. Cal striking back with a field goal from Dario Longhetto. The Beaver defense making a big stop on third down and two from the 9-yard line to force the field goal attempt and preserve this lead. While we're waiting for this ensuing kickoff, want to go through some scores from around the league. Number 7, the Cincinnati Bearcats are trailing 14-3 at the Central Florida Knights. That would be a significant upset. The top 10 team going down that one still in the first quarter, 14-3, UCF over number 7, Cincinnati. The Oregon Ducks have a 14-7 lead against the UCLA Bruins with 13:28 to play in the second quarter there as we retake the field here. Cal about to kick off. Number 10, Wisconsin, and number 19, Northwestern. Big Ten showdown, 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. 10-7, Iowa leads Penn State in the second quarter. Number 1, Alabama leads 7-3 over Kentucky. That one's still in the first quarter. 7-0, Iowa State. Number 17, Iowa State over Kansas State. That one's still in the first quarter as well. So we come back to our game here. The Beavers lead at 14-10 with 14:49 to play in the second quarter. And here is the kickoff from Christakos of the Golden Bears. Flemings is going to let this one roll out of the back of the end zone. Wise decision there. The Beavers are going to start from their own 25-yard line. On the previous drive, the Beavers struck with a one-play touchdown. Tristan Jebbia on the bootleg rollout found Tegan Quatoriano, the left side of the field, who strolled into the end zone. So Jebbia is 1-for-1 for 35 yards and a touchdown. We'll see what the Beavers have in store on this drive. They lead it 14-10, 14:49 to play in the first quarter. Jebbia is under center. Looks like Jamar Jefferson is the halfback. It could be B.J. Baylor. Jebbia motions Colby Taylor. Jebbia takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looks to throw. He fires. That is complete for a first down. I believe that is Zariah Beeson. That is, in fact, number 18, Zariah Beeson. Pickup of 11. That'll move the sticks for the Beavs. First time we'll hear the first down song all game, considering the Beavers have scored touchdowns on two plays. No need for that first down song. First and 10, Beavers from their own 37-yard line. Jebbia in the shotgun after the completion of Zariah Beeson. Jebbia takes the snap. Here comes pressure. It's picked up. Short throw complete. Pickup of 4 on the play. That is Tegan Quatoriano, who had the touchdown catch on the following drive. So give him maybe 3.5. It's going to bring up second down and a long 6 for the Beavers from their own 40-yard line. Beavers lead 14-7 with 14 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Jebbia in the shotgun formation. Jefferson is the halfback to his left. Jebbia takes the snap, hands off to Jefferson. Jefferson finding a bit of running room up the middle, and he will pick up 3 yards. That's going to bring up third down and 4 for Oregon State. The Beavers are not going to huddle up here. They have a play in mind for this third down and 4 situation. Beavers had 3rd and 4 earlier in the game, could not convert. 13:25 to play in the first quarter, 3rd down and 4 for the Beavers from their own 43-yard line. Jebbia in the shotgun formation. Jebbia takes the snap and looks to throw. Jebbia fires. That is incomplete. Cal with another 3rd down stop. That is going to bring up a punting situation for the Beavers. Not quite sure who the intended target was there. It was good coverage from Cal, and that will bring up 4th down and 4 for Oregon State. On to punt for the Beavers is Caleb Lightborn, who is also the kickoff specialist. 4th and 4 for the Beavers from their own 43. Here's the snap, and the punt is away. Nico Remigio is back to his 5. He's going to let this one bounce. It takes an Oregon State hop. Can the Beavers keep it out of the end zone? They cannot. This is going to fall through for a touchback. It was a heck of a punt by Caleb Lightborn. Beavers couldn't quite keep it out of the end zone. That would have been a huge play. And fortunately for Cal, they are going to get to start their next drive from the 20-yard line after the touchback on the punt. And as we have a break right here, we are going to take a break. We will be back in about 1 minute with Beaver football on KBVR.
Are you a member of a business or organization in the greater Corvallis area? Do you love listening to KBVR? KBVR-FM invites you to support our programming here at Orange Media Network. With your contribution, you can promote your establishment or next event to listeners throughout our community. For more information, call 541-737-6323 or go to orangemedianetwork.com.
Estás sintonizando a KBVR Corvallis 88.7 FM. Si tienes alguna sugerencia, quieres saludar o simplemente quieres hablar un ratico, llámame a 541-737-3737. Lo voy a decir otra vez, 541-737-3737. Sigue sintonizando para la mejor música, con los mejores DJs, con lo mejor de la programación.
At Beavers Digest, our publication is divided into 3 sections: Create, Experience, and hashtag GoBeavs. In Create, the focus is on building a creative and healthy lifestyle. The Experience section is where BD highlights key student figures and hopes to elevate their voices in the greater Corvallis community. The third section, hashtag GoBeavs, is where we seek to cover anything OSU sports or spirit related. You can check out our latest issue on stands around campus now.
And welcome back to Reeser Stadium. Beavers lead Cal 14-10 with 13 minutes to play here in the second quarter in this all-important game. Both teams looking for their first win of the 2020 campaign. So Cal will start out first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line after the punt from Oregon State, which was almost downed at the one-yard line. Luckily for the Golden Bears, that trickled into the end zone. Still have a bit of a delay while we're coming back from break. Beaver defense is set up. Cal is still in the huddle. If you're just joining us, Beavers lead at 14-10, 13:05 to play here in the second quarter. Cal looking to take the lead on this drive. If they're able to find the end zone, it would be their first lead of the day. Beavers have had four total drives. They've scored on two of them. Cal has forced three and outs on the other two. Here comes the Cal offense. First down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Garbers takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls out. Play is blown up, so they complete it behind the line of scrimmage and brought down for a loss of 2 yards. Omar Spates has been all over the field for Oregon State. That is his seventh tackle of the ball game. I believe it's his first tackle for loss, and that is going to set up second and 12 for the Golden Bears from their own 18-yard line. As I mentioned, Spates has been all over the field. Beavers did a great job of breaking up that bootleg pass. Second and 10 for Cal. Second and 12 for Cal, excuse me. Garbers pitches to Moore. Moore met in the backfield. He is swarmed behind the line of scrimmage, brought down by a host of Beaver defenders. Back-to-back tackles for loss by the Oregon State defense, and that is going to bring up third down and 14 for the Golden Bears. Two great plays from the Beaver defense to start off this drive. I believe it was Avery Roberts who got there first. Doug Dumoulin came and helped him out. Third and 14 for Cal. 11:55 to play in the second quarter. Third and 14 for Cal from their own 16-yard line. They're going to go empty backfield here. Garber's in the shotgun, takes a snap. Here comes pressure. Garber steps up. He's going to throw it past the... I thought he was past the line of scrimmage, but that is going to be a completed third down for Cal. That's a pickup of 20 yards on the play. So the Beavers give up a big play on third and 14. Garber's looked like he was about to tuck it to run. Ended up throwing the ball close to the line of scrimmage. And that will move the sticks for the Golden Bears. So Beavers unable to capitalize when they had Cal in a third down and 14 situation. First and 10, Cal from their own 35-yard line. Garbers in the shotgun, takes the snap. Here comes a rush. Garbers fires deep down the left sideline. He's got a man. It's complete to number 17. And number 17 is out of bounds at the 16-yard line. On the catch for Cal that time, it was Makai Polk again, had the touchdown reception in the first quarter for the Golden Bears. So a big play for Cal. And they had third and 14 a minute ago, and now all of a sudden they are knocking on the door in the red zone. We got first down and 10 for the Golden Bears at the Beavers' 13-yard line. A great throw and catch, Chase Garbers to Makai Polk on first and 10 a play ago. First and 10, Cal from the Beavers, 13. Garbers motions a tight end. Chase Garbers takes the snap. He's going to give it on an end around. There's a flag down. He makes a man miss, and he's brought down at the 10-yard line, pickup of three. We will check the flag. It's on the far side of the field. Not sure what this one is for. Anje Hughes-Murray made the stop. We'll check the flag. That is an illegal hands-to-the-face penalty on the Beavers, which will give Cal an automatic first down half the distance to the goal. So a costly penalty there, and that will move Cal inside, I believe, the Beaver 10-yard line. It will. It'll move them all the way down to the 5, matter of fact. If you're just joining us, the Beavers lead Cal 14-10, 10 minutes to play in the second quarter. First and goal for Cal from their own 5-yard line. Beavers trying to make a stop here. Garbers takes the snap, hands it off to Moore. Moore stuffed near the line of scrimmage, falls forward for a pickup. Well, he does get 2 yards on the play, so it'll bring up second down and goal from the Oregon State 3. Cal making some substitutions here to prepare for the second and goal play. 9:50 to play in the first half. Beavers leading 14-10 over the Golden Bears. Cal is going to have second and goal from the Oregon State 3-yard line. Garber's under center on second and goal. Hands it off to Moore. Moore is met immediately near the line of scrimmage. That was Shaw on the carry, excuse me, and he is brought down for a loss of a yard on the play. Great pursuit by the Beaver defense. Going to bring up third down and goal from the Oregon State 4. So the Beavers have not been good at getting off the field on third down at all this season. Not today either. They've got another chance here, and it's a big play coming up. Third down and goal for Cal from the Oregon State 4-yard line. Beavers leading 14-10, 9 minutes to play in the second quarter, clock running. Third and goal from the 4. Garbers takes the snap. Hands it off. Moore trying to pick his way. He is not going to get there. He fell forward, and the Beavers are saying the ball came loose. I'm not sure if they were marking him down. Beavers think they have the football, and I believe they're going to mark him. They're going to mark him down, runner down at the 2-yard line, and so Cal's offense is going to stay on the field here. Fourth down and goal for Cal at Oregon State's 2-yard line. So there is a third down stop. Now the Beavers need a stop on fourth down. 8:24 to play in the second quarter. Beavers lead at 14-10. Second, fourth down and goal for the Beaver from the Beavers' 2-yard line, and we got a whistle and a timeout. Timeout taken by the Beavers. We will be back in a minute for this critical fourth down and goal play.
Hey, Beavers, let's talk about sleep. Did you know 2/3 of students experience extreme drowsiness in class and that poor sleep habits can negatively impact your GPA? It's recommended to get between 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. Blue light emitted from electronic devices hinders the production of melatonin, the hormone that readies you for sleep. If you have trouble falling asleep, try turning off screens at least 1 hour before going to bed, avoiding caffeine before 2 p.m., and maintaining a regular sleep schedule. CAPS wishes you a better sleep tonight.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Corvallis. We have 8:17 remaining in the second quarter. The Beavers lead Cal 14-10. And we do have a replay review here of whether or not the ball carrier for the Golden Bears fumbled the football. The Beavers were pointing that they had it at the end of the play. I honestly could not tell. And even from the replay, it does not look like this is a definitive angle. I would expect this call on the field to stand, however. And there you go. The ruling on the field stands. Oregon State does get their timeout back because the replay was initiated prior to the Beavers calling timeout. So the Beavers are not charged with a timeout. They've still got all 3 left in this half. Huge fourth down and goal play coming from the Beavers' 2-yard line. Beavers lead 14-10 with 8:17 to play in the second quarter. Cal coming out of the huddle. Chainsaw's coming out. Virtual crowd is going nuts right now. Fourth down and 2 for Cal from the Beaver 2-yard line. Garbers in the shotgun. Moore is the halfback. Garbers drops. I think he drops it. Now trying to roll out on a bootleg. He's being chased by Omar Spates. Gets away. Fires to the end zone. It is picked off by the Beavers. I couldn't tell who made it. It might have been Jaden Grant. It was It was Akili Arnold who made the interception for Oregon State. The Beavers make a huge play. Cal had first and goal from the Beaver 5. Beavers make a huge stand. Here comes the turnover chainsaw. Number 2 for Oregon State. Nashawn Wright, pardon me. It was not Akili Arnold. It was Nashawn Wright making the interception for the Beavers. Garbers fumbled the snap, rolled out to the right, was being chased by Avery Roberts, and had to huck that one to the end zone, and it was picked off by Wright. Beavers make a huge stop on fourth down, and the Beavers are going to take over from their own 20-yard line. Because that was intercepted, not just incomplete, the Beavers will get to start from their own 20 instead of their own 2. So not only did they get the stop, it's a huge play by the Beaver defense to give their offense a huge chance. So after Cal converts on third down and 14, win was taken out of the Beavers' sails. Beavers have taken the momentum right back now after a huge interception on fourth down in goal from the Beaver 2. While we're waiting this break, I want to give you some updates. Oregon leads UCLA 17-14, 7:14 to play in the first half in that one. UCF leads number 7 Cincinnati 14-3, 11:44 to play in the first half in that one. Number 17 Iowa State on top of Kansas State 14-0 in the second quarter. Number 1 Alabama leads Kentucky 7-3 at the end of one, so Kentucky is keeping it close at the moment. I'll keep you updated that throughout the day. Number 10 Wisconsin, number 19 Northwestern locked at 7 apiece in a defensive battle in the Big Ten, 7:48 to play in the second quarter in that one. Later today for the Pac-12, we got number 20 USC at Utah. That is going to be the Utes' opening game of the season. So coming back, trying to recap all the crazy events that just happened here. If you're just joining us, the Beavers lead it 14-10 over Cal with 7:56 to play in the first half, the second quarter. The Beavers' defense just made a huge play, a huge stop. The Cal offense had first down and goal from the Beaver 5-yard line. And the Beavers make two straight stops on runs up the middle, three straight stops, really. And then Cal tries a bootleg rollout. Avery Roberts applied the pressure. Beavers made the interception. And so here we stand right now, Beavers leading 14-10, 7:56 to play in the second quarter. Beavers have first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Here's Jebbia in the I formation. Jamar Jefferson is the halfback. First and 10 for the Beavers. They motion number 1. They hand it off to number 1. I don't know who that is, but he gets around the side, and he picks up about 5 yards. That is Tyjon Lindsey. Has not been used all that much this year. Only had one reception coming into this game. It was last week against Washington, but they give it to Lindsey here, and he picks up a solid 5 yards on first down. And that will bring up second and 5 for Oregon State from their own 25-yard line, 7:30 to play in the second quarter with the clock rolling. Beavers lead it 14-10. They have the ball second and 5 from their own 25-yard line. They motion Colby Taylor. Jebbia under center. Jebbia takes the snap, hands it off to Jeremiah Jefferson. Jefferson met immediately. Give him 2 yards on the carry. This is going to set up third down and 3 for the Beavers. So the Beavers' offense really been up and down today so far. 2 3 and outs, 2 touchdowns on one play. And they're going to be looking to move the sticks right here on an all-important third down and 3. Looking to extend their lead before we go into the break. Still 6:45 to play in the first half. Tristan Jebbia is coming off the field. Here's Jack Coletto, the runner, former quarterback, turned inside linebacker, is now going to be in the shotgun formation. Beavers like to use him in run package situations. Third down and 3. Coletto takes the snap. He's going to charge up the middle. Coletto fights to the sticks, and he's got it. Jack Coletto coming up clutch for the Beavers. Doing his job. Cal knew what was coming. As they go that wildcat formation, Jack Coletto getting a bunch of high fives on the sidelines. He gets the job done, and that will move the sticks for the Beavs. He needed 3. He got 3.5. Jebbia comes back onto the field for Oregon State. First down and 10 for the Beavers from their own 30-yard line after a huge third down conversion. Jebbia in the I formation. Jefferson is the halfback. He fakes, rolls out on a bootleg. He's got Quatoriano. Quatoriano hit at the 35, and he's brought down at around the 35, maybe the 36-yard line. They mark him at the 36. That's a pickup of 5. It's going to bring up 2nd and 5 for OSU from their own 36-yard line. 14-10, Beavers lead. 5:35 here to play in the first half in Corvallis. 2nd down and 5 for the Beavs from their own 36-yard line. Jefferson is the halfback. Here they turn and hand off to Jefferson. Jefferson swallowed up at the line of scrimmage, trying to go a stretch play to the right. And Cal's defense with excellent pursuit that time. That's just a great defensive play by Cal, sniffing that one out. And this is going to bring up 3rd and 5 for Oregon State from their own 36-yard line. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Beavers lead 14-10. Another 3rd down for the Beaver offense. 3rd and 5 from their own 36-yard line. Jebbia in the shotgun. Jamar Jefferson is the halfback. They motion Zariah Beeson to the outside. 3 wide receivers set. Jebbia takes the snap, looks to throw, pump fakes. Now he's going to go far to the sideline, and Beeson falls down. That's another 3rd down stop from Cal. Great defense that time from the Golden Bears. This will set up another punting situation for Oregon State. We got 4:44 left to play in the first half. Beavers punt unit is going to come onto the field, Caleb Lightborn. So the Beaver offense has stalled after a hot start to the game. 4th down and 5. Lightborn corrals it, punts it away. Remigio to receive for Cal is going to let this one go. It's not a great punt, and it's going to be marked at the 45-yard line. So not a good punt from Caleb Lightborn. Cal will have good starting field position. Beavers lead at 14-10, 4:36 to play in the second quarter in Corvallis. We will be back in 1 minute on KBVR.
During the winter, make sure to take care of your mental health. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a type of depression that aligns with seasonal changes. SAD commonly begins in late fall and or early winter and usually dissipates around spring and summer. The season's lack of sunshine has a biological influence over your body that may cause several of these characterizable symptoms: depression, low energy, irregular sleep patterns, and changes in appetite and or weight. Luckily, seasonal affective disorder is easily treated. The most effective method to managing SAD is through lifestyle treatments. Remain active, exercise both your brain and your body, go outdoors, engage in creativity, and participate in social activities. Light therapy is also a common treatment. Visit CAPS MindSpa to try the full-size professional-grade light therapy lamp or check out a mini portable light therapy lamp for 2 weeks at a time and continue your treatment at home. CAPS, the Valley Library, and the Student Experience Center all offer free light therapy rentals. Winter can be gloomy, but taking a proactive approach can help a lot. For more information, visit counseling.oregonstate.edu.
Welcome back to Research Stadium in Corvallis. The Beavers lead Cal 14-10, 4:36 to play in the second quarter. Cal is going to have the ball 1st down and 10 from their own 36-yard line when we return. Quick update during the break. UCLA has taken the lead 21-17 over the 11th-ranked Oregon Ducks in Eugene. That certainly a surprise if it holds up with UCLA starting quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson out in this one. So 21-17, UCLA on top in Eugene. 3:24 to play in the first half in that one. Kentucky has 3rd and goal at Alabama 7, looking to take the lead over the Crimson Tide and put Alabama behind for the first time this season. Getting back to our game now, we're still in break. 4:36 to play in the second quarter. 14-10, Beavers lead the Cal Golden Bears. Cal will have the ball 1st down and 10 from their own 36-yard line, 4:36 to play in the second quarter. Beaver defense is set up, really looking to get a stop, try and get the ball back before this half. Reminder, the Beavers received the opening kickoff. They scored on the first play, so Cal will receive the second half kickoff in this one. Break is ending. We just get the whistle from the officials now. 14-10, Beavers leading Cal with 4:36 to play in the second quarter. Cal has 1st and 10 from their own 36-yard line. Garbers comes out in the I formation, three wide receivers set, one right, two left. They motion a tight end. Shaw is the halfback. They turn and hand off to Shaw, left side. Shaw makes a cut, and Shaw gets out to the 41-yard line. Good pickup of about five on first down. It'll bring up second down and five for the Golden Bears. Omar Spates again on the tackle for OSU. That is his, I believe that is his eighth tackle of this first half. Second and five for Cal. With 4:08 to play in the first half, second quarter. From their own 41-yard line, Garbers takes the snap, hands it off to Shaw. Shaw finds some running room, breaks free down the sideline, brought down by Alton Julian at the 37-yard line of Oregon State. So a big play for Cal's offense. That was Marcel Dancy on the carry, not Bradrick Shaw. First and 10 for Cal from the Beavers' 36-yard line. The offensive line opened up a big hole on the left side there. Cal looking to get in business again on this drive. 3:30 to play in the second quarter. First and 10, Cal from Oregon State's 36-yard line. Garbers takes the snap. Here comes a ton of pressure, and there's going to be a flag right here for pass interference. Two flags, actually, on David Morris. He knew he'd been beat, and he was grabbing the intended receiver. Intended receiver there was, I believe that was Kikoa Crawford, who Chase Garbers was looking for, and Morris was beat. He had no choice but to hold right there to prevent the touchdown. And that will give Cal first and 10 from the Beavers' 21-yard line. Evan Bennett coming onto the field for Oregon State. Alton Julian, the safety, coming out as well. First and 10, Cal from Oregon State's 21-yard line. Garbers in the shotgun. Dancy is the running back. Garbers hands it off to Dancy. Has no daylight on that one. He's brought down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. 3:10 to play in the first half. So if you're the Beavers, you're trying to hope you can get a stop here and get the ball back before the end of this half. You got three timeouts remaining. If they can get a stop on this play, I'm sure Jonathan Smith will consider taking those timeouts if the clock doesn't stop to try and get the ball back in this half. Because if you're going to make the stop anyways, leaving Cal with time won't concern you. Second down and 10 for Cal from the Beavers' 21-yard line. Garbers under center. Chase Garbers takes the snap, drops back, fakes the handoff off of play action. He's in trouble. Garbers fire into the end zone. That is caught. Touchdown, Cal. That is number 11, Kikoa Crawford. Another big play from a Cal wide receiver, and Cal regains the lead here, 16-14, with 2:30 to play in the first half. Another impressive drive from the Golden Bears offense, and Dario Longhetto is on for the Cal extra point. Snap is down, kick is up, extra point is good, 17-14, Cal regains the lead, Chase Garbers to Kikoa Crawford off a 21-yard touchdown pass. Bears take a 17-14 lead. This is Cal's first lead of the ball game. We will be back in a minute or so for the next kickoff.
Do you like art? How about photography, poetry, or storytelling? Well, Prism has a place for you. Prism is the arts and literary journal here at OSU, and we are always accepting student submissions for art from people of all interests, backgrounds, and majors. Find the entry form on our blog, orangemedianetwork.com/prism, or reach out to us at prism@oregonstate.edu or find us on social media at OSU Prism. See you soon.
Accuracy, relevancy, respect. These are the characteristics the Daily Barometer strives to achieve in its coverage every day. Since 1896, the student-run newspaper on campus has been utilizing the skills of Oregon State University students to start conversations which are open to all voices. The Barrel aims to create reciprocal relationships with communities on campus, seeking to make real change. To get involved with the Barrel, visit orangemedianetwork.com and click the Get Involved tab.
KBVR-TV, something different every time. You don't know what you're going to get because we don't know what we're going to give you. Art, music, sports, games, geeks, and more. Every week, every night, KBVR-TV. For more, check us out on Facebook at KBVR-TV, on Twitter at KBVR-TV1, or on Instagram at KBVR-TV.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam.
Aiden.
Justin.
And Luke from Spiller, and you're listening to
KBVR Corvallis. South
Radio.
Welcome back to Research Stadium. Beavers trailing the Cal Golden Bears 17-14 with 2:30 to play in the first half. Cal scoring to take the lead with a 21-yard touchdown pass from Chase Garbers to Kikoa Crawford to give the Golden Bears their first lead of the day as the teams will take the field for kickoff. Quick update from Eugene. Number 11 Oregon trails UCLA 21-17 with 2:30 to play in the first half there. Oregon has the ball first and 10 at their own 34. UCLA looking to go into the break with a lead in Eugene. Number 1 Alabama just scored again on Kentucky. They've upped their lead to 14-3 in the second quarter. Wisconsin and Northwestern tied at 7-all. 2 minutes to play in the second quarter there. So back to our game now. 17-14, the Golden Bears lead the Beavers. The kick is away. And it's going to be fielded by Flemings at his goal line. He's going to take this out across the 10, across the 15. He's got a seam, and he gets to the 27-yard line. A decent return by Champ Flemings. And the Beavers will start with decent field position from their own 27-yard line. So the Golden Bears lead 17-14 over the Oregon State Beavers. 2:24 to play in the second quarter here. Tristan Jebbia will take the field with the rest of the Beaver offense. Jeremiah Jefferson is the halfback for the Beavers. Mark it at their own 26. First and 10 Beavers from their own 26, trailing for the first time today. Jefferson's right behind Jebbia. They hand it off to Jefferson left side, and he is swallowed up. Loss of a yard on the play. After a good start for the Beaver offense, they have not had anything going in the last few drives. They've had to punt three straight drives, and Cal has taken a timeout. This is going to be a 30-second timeout. We will be back in about a minute with second and 11.
Are you a member of a business or organization in the greater Corvallis area? Do you love listening to KBVR? KBVR-FM invites you to support our programming here at Orange Media Network. With your contribution, you can promote your establishment or next event to listeners throughout our community. For more information, call 541-737-6323 or go to orangemedianetwork.com.
Hey yo, this is Tenon. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis. Tune in.
Second and 11 for the Beavers from their own 25-yard line. B.J. Baylor in at halfback. Jebbia looks to throw. Here comes a blitz. And that one is incomplete, almost picked off by Cal. Luke Musgrave was the intended target. It's going to bring up third down and 11 for Oregon State from their own 25-yard line. So the Beavers have not had anything going on offense really at all since the start of the second quarter. And they're going to bring in a passing package here, as you would expect, on third down and 11. Zariah Beeson comes into the game. Jefferson checks back in for B.J. Baylor. Tristan Jebbia in the shotgun on third down and 11. Jebbia barking signals. They're going to motion Colby Taylor. Third and 11, Jebbia takes the snap. Here comes a rush. They're going to dump it off to Jamar Jefferson, who's going to try to bounce outside. He's going absolutely nowhere. Loss of a yard on the play. We do have a flag down, two flags down. This looks like it's going to move the sticks for the Beavers. I think this could be a face mask on the Cal defense. Two flags came in at the same time, and this might be bailing Oregon State out. We'll check the flag.
Personal foul. Face mask.
This is a face mask on the Golden Bears. That is a huge bailout because Jefferson was going absolutely nowhere. If there ever was a dumb penalty, that's it right there. On 3rd and 11, he was about to lose a yard, and a DeKalb defender grabbed Jefferson's face mask. So the Beavers do, I don't want to say convert, they're going to move the sticks off of a Cal penalty, a dumb Cal penalty. 2 minutes to play in the first half. 1st and 10 Beavers from their own 40-yard line. Jebbia in the shotgun takes the snap. Here comes a rush. It's picked up. Jebbia fires. That is... Did he catch it? He did. First down, Beavers. Champ Flemings, the 5'5", 140-pound wide receiver. Pick up a 14. Beavers are going fast. Give him 15 on the reception. 1st and 10, Beavers from the Cal 45. Jebbia takes the snap. Looks to throw. Fires off the hands. Intercepted. And Cal's going to try to take this one back. 45-40. Makes a cut, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line. It was off the hands of his intended target. There is a flag down at the 43-yard line of Cal. I'm not sure what this one is going to be for. It might be for a block in the back after the interception. And it is a hold on Cal after the interception. So the interception will stand. That is a huge play for the Golden Bears defense. Jebbia was looking for Luke Musgrave, a little too high for him, off his hands, and Cal came up with a pick. So with a minute 24 left to play in the second quarter, the Cal Golden Bears will have 1st down and 10 from the Oregon's, this is going to be from their own side of the field. Looking to extend their lead before the half, Beavers jumped out to a 7-0 lead, then a 14-7 lead. Cal's on a 10-0 run and looking to extend their lead before the halftime. That's a deflating interception right there, right when it seemed the Beavers were starting to get something going on offense. So it's 1st and down and 10 for Cal from their own 35-yard line. A minute 24 to play in this first half. Beavers are going to try and hold this score as it currently is to not go into the break down more than 3 points. Minute 24 to play in the first half. Garbers under center. Chase Garbers calling an audible. Moore is the running back. They fake the handoff. Garbers looking downfield. He's got a man, but he tries to go to a different receiver, and that's incomplete. He had a man running free near the middle. Would have been a pickup of about 20, but instead he goes to the sideline. Not a good decision by Garbers there, so it's incomplete. Looking for Kikoa Clark there, and it's going to be 2nd down and 10 for the Golden Bears from their own 35-yard line. 1:19 to play in the first half. Garbers in the shotgun. Three receivers set. Garbers takes the snap. Here comes a lot of pressure. Garbers trying to escape it. He's going to step up, and now he's going to roll out, look to run. There's a flag down for a hold. We'll see if the Beavers will accept that penalty, because it's going to be 3rd down and 9 if they don't accept it. It's going to be 2nd and 20 if they do, as Garbers ran out of bounds at the 36-yard line. We'll see if the Beavers accept this penalty. They will accept the penalty. 2nd down and 20 for the Golden Bears. This is going to back them up to, I believe, about their own 25-yard line. So there's a minute 11 to play in the first half. Cal leads Oregon State 17-14. It's going to be 2nd down and 20 for Cal from their own 25-yard line after the holding call. Second and 20. Garbers looks to throw. Here comes Heat. He dumps it off short to his halfback, Shaw. Shaw trying to make one man miss. He does. Shaw moving forward to the 31-yard line. And Jonathan Smith very quick to call a timeout there with exactly 1 minute to play. That's a gain of 6 on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 14 for the Golden Bears. And while we're in break here, I'm going to give some updates on scores around the league, or around the country, I should say. Oregon is trailing UCLA 21-17 with 50 seconds to play in the second quarter. Fourth down and 18 for the Ducks at UCLA's 39, so they're in no man's land. They'll probably have to punt right there. And it looks like UCLA will go into the break leading 21-17 over the Ducks. First start for UCLA's Chase Griffin for the injured Thompson Robinson. And he's 9 for 10 on the day. But it looks like we're going to return to our game here. Cal breaks the huddle. Third down and 14 for the Golden Bears. Beavers trying to get a stop so they can get the ball back before the half to try and cut into the Cal's three-point lead. Garbers is in the shotgun. Garbers takes the snap, looks to throw, fires short side, and that's complete. It's a first down for Cal out near midfield. That is Kikoa Crawford with another reception, and Cal converts on another third down and 14. So the Beaver defense not looking as sharp at the moment, giving up a touchdown the last drive, and now another third and 14 conversion. Garbers throws to the outside. That's complete. Knocked out of bounds by number 7 for Oregon State. That was Alton Julian who made the tackle, so a good defensive play there. 38 seconds left to play in the half. Pickup of 2 on that last play. Second and 8 for Cal from Oregon State's 49-yard line. So the Beavers couldn't get off the field on 3rd and 14. And now Cal is looking to add their lead before the half. Second and 8, 38 seconds to play. Cal's at Oregon State's 49-yard line. Garbers takes the snap. Here comes a blitz. Garbers forced out of the pocket. He has to throw this one away. Great defensive play by the Beavers that time. 30 seconds to play in the first half. Cal is faced with 3rd down and 8 from their own 30-yard line. Oregon has punted to UCLA. UCLA takes a knee, and they go into the half, leading the Ducks 21-17. Eugene, that would be quite an upset in the Pac-12. Northwestern has taken the lead over number 10-ranked Wisconsin. They lead 14-7, 56 seconds to play in the second quarter. Third down and 8, here comes the chainsaw. 30 seconds to play in the first half between Cal and Oregon State, with the Golden Bears leading 17-14. 30 seconds to play first half. Garber's in the shotgun. Garbers looks to throw. Garbers fires. It's complete, but short of the first down. Going to mark him down at the Oregon State 42-yard line. And Cal is going to call a timeout here with 19 seconds to play. I'm curious to see what the Golden Bears are going to do here. Looks like they could be setting up to go for it. We are going to be back in 1 minute for this play.
Vaping might be safer than smoking, but that doesn't make it safe. Vaping can weaken your immune system, damage blood vessels, and make you significantly more likely to start smoking cigarettes. Like Juul, most e-cigs and vaping products contain nicotine, in some cases as much as 20 cigarettes worth. And it will be decades before we have good, solid research on the effects these products have on our long-term health. OSU offers free services and appointments for students who want help quitting, located at Student Health Services in Plageman Hall. For more information, call 541-737-9355.
Hey, this is Zach from Portugal the Man, and you're listening to KBVR 88.7.
Okay, we're back. Fourth down and 1 for Cal from the Oregon State 42-yard line. 21 seconds to play in the first half. Cal is going to go for it. Garber's in the shotgun. Chase Garbers takes the snap, looks to throw, fires an out route. That's complete for a first down, and he's brought down at the 37-yard line. Pick up a 4, and Cal does not have a timeout. They're going to have to get up on this ball and clock it. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Garbers spikes it with 5 seconds remaining in the half, and I believe they're going to set up for an extra long field goal attempt, unless they're going to try for a Hail Mary.
The clock will start on my signal.
They're going to reset the game clock to 17 seconds here for Cal. It's going to start on the whistle, and Cal's going to have to hustle to the line of scrimmage. Cal making a late substitution right now, so it's first and 10 for Cal on the Beaver 38-yard line. Right here, you're looking at a 55-yard field goal. And the clock has started, 15 seconds, and the clock ticking. First and 10 for Cal from the Beaver 38-yard line. Garbers takes the snap, and Garbers looks to throw. He fires to the outside. It's a complete pickup of about four, maybe three or four yards. We'll give him four on the reception. Nashawn Wright made the stop for the Beavers. 7 seconds remaining in the half. Cal has no timeouts. Curious to see what they're going to do here. Second and seven from the Beavers' 35-yard line. Garbers in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks to throw, fires that same play. This time it's a bad throw. He had his man open. Would have been a big 4 yards because now Cal's going to have third and seven with just 4 seconds to play in the half. I imagine Cal will send the field goal unit out, and it looks like they are going to do just that. You're looking at a 52-yard field goal from right here for the Golden Bears. Dario Longhetto will come and attempt our first field goal try of the game. This will end up being the final play of the first half. 52 yards for Dario Longhetto, 4 seconds to play in the first half, and the Beavers are going to call a timeout. That is the Beavers' second timeout of the half. And while we are in break, I'll give you some updates from around the country. As I have mentioned, the UCLA Bruins go into halftime with a 20. No. Something has changed. Oregon apparently scored with 10 seconds remaining in the first half, but UCLA had the ball. I don't know what ended up happening there, if the Bruins threw a pick six or something like that, but Oregon has taken the lead, 24-21. Here's Dario Longhetto to attempt a 52-yard field goal, and it was a 58-yard pick six for Oregon. Dumb play from UCLA. 52-yard field goal for Dario Longhetto. Snap is down. Hold. Kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good. 52-yarder from Dario Longhetto. And Cal will take a 20-14 lead heading into halftime. So Cal extends their lead. They are going to get the ball to start the second half. Cal leads at 20-14 going into the halftime break. We will be back with the halftime show.
Accuracy, relevancy, respect. These are the characteristics the Daily Barometer strives to achieve in its coverage every day. Since 1896, the student-run newspaper on campus has been utilizing the skills of Oregon State University students to start conversations which are open to all voices. The Barrel aims to create reciprocal relationships with communities on campus, seeking to make real change. To get involved with The Barrel, visit orangemedianetwork.com and click the Get Involved tab.
Want to get involved in public service announcements here at KBVR? We want people like you to share your diverse voices and perspectives on the airwaves. Whether you have an event to promote, a message for the public, or just something to say, don't hesitate to get involved. Students at OSU can be involved in any stage of the process, from writing to voice acting. No prior experience is required. For more information on how to get involved, don't hesitate to email the productions director at fm.productions@oregonstate.edu.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Alcanzo.
Oregon State University is challenging its community to take a step forward in mental health awareness and advocacy through a new training simulation called Cognito, recognizing and supporting students in distress. OSU students, faculty, and staff who take the Cognito training will not only learn how to recognize the warning signs of mental distress, but also how to help others in an empathetic and effective manner. It is essential to create an environment of mental health awareness and a culture of care on our campus. Join others in the OSU community and do your part to fight mental illness.
It's that time of year again, and Christmas Storybook Land in Albany is ready to boost your holiday spirit with our first ever scavenger hunt for our Storybook Land scenes in downtown Albany businesses. The scavenger hunt will take place until December 4th to allow for extra hunting time. If you find all 6 Storybook Land scenes, you'll be eligible for a prize. Be sure to share a selfie of you and your find in the scavenger hunt post on our Facebook page. Santa himself will announce the winners on December 5th. We thank you for all your tremendous support and look forward to seeing you next year.
Vaping might be safer than smoking, but that doesn't mean it's totally safe. Did you know the long-term effects of vaping have not yet been fully documented? Products from companies like Juul contain addictive nicotine and haven't been reviewed or tested by the FDA. OSU students who want to join the Great American Smokeout and quit all nicotine products can get help here on campus for free. The folks at Student Health Services have the knowledge and the products to help students quit safely. For more information, call 541-737-9355.
If doctors told us that we'd made a breakthrough on COVID-19, we would rejoice. We'd feel hope that we could live our lives again, get back to work, back to doing what we want. While masks are a ticket to that freedom, we can help protect others and save lives by covering our noses and mouths, which is how the virus mainly spreads. Until there's a vaccine, grab the breakthrough that's already here. When we're out, it's masks on. A message to help keep you safe.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
KBVR-TV, something different every time. You don't know what you're going to get because we don't know what we're going to give you. Art, music, sports, games, geeks, and more. Every week, every night, KBVR-TV. For more, check us out on Facebook at KBVR-TV, on Twitter at KBVR-TV1, or on Instagram at KBVR-TV.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Estás sintonizando a KBVR Corvallis 88.7 FM. Si tienes alguna sugerencia, quieres saludar o simplemente quieres hablar un ratico, llámame a 541-737-3777. Lo voy a decir otra vez, 541-737-3777. Sigue sintonizando para la mejor música, con los mejores DJs, con lo mejor de la programación.
Are you a member of a business or organization in the greater Corvallis area? Do you love listening to KBVR? KBVR-FM invites you to support our programming here at Orange Media Network. With your contribution, you could promote your establishment or next event to listeners throughout our community. For more information, call 541-737-6323 or go to orangemedianetwork.com.
Hey there, this is Big Water. You're listening to KBVR Corvallis. Go Beavers!
Welcome to the Halftime Report here in Corvallis. Between the Cal Golden Bears and the Oregon State Beavers, Cal leads Oregon State 20-14, 15 minutes and counting before the second half kicks off. It's been kind of a crazy first half here in Corvallis. First play of the game, Jamar Jefferson took it 75 yards to the house to put the Beavers in front. Cal struck back with a nice drive, finished off by a Makai Polk 7-yard receiving touchdown from Cal quarterback Chase Garbers. The Beavers retook the lead with 5:47 left in the first quarter. Tegan Quatoriano, a tight end, with a 35-yard reception from Tristan Jebbia. Cal then, since going down 14-7, has been on a 13-0 run. Start off the 26-yard field goal from Dario Longhetto with 14:49 to play in the second quarter. With 2:31 left in the second quarter, Kikoa Crawford caught a 21-yard pass from Chase Garbers to give Cal the lead. Cal extended that lead with a 52-yard Dario Longhetto field goal. So Cal leads it 20-14 right now. Beaver offense has stalled massively after scoring on 2 of their first 3 drives, both of those drives for touchdowns taking just 1 play. The Beavers have not done anything offensively for the entire second quarter. Matter of fact, the Beavers only have 70 yards through the air and 94 on the ground. Almost all those yards are attributed to one play from Jamar Jefferson on the first play of the ball game. Looking at some of the stats here, Cal's starting running back, or usual starting running back, Christopher Brown, has not taken a carry in this game. Just leads me to speculate that there's something going on, that he is out, because it seems unlikely that Cal would not give any carries to their main running back, who had a great game at UCLA last week. I'm going to guess that there's something going on, but looking at some of the stats here from the first half, Chase Garbers is 17 of 24 through the air for 227 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. So Garbers overall having his way with the Oregon State defense. The Beaver defense has been up and down this game. They've held Cal to some stops, but overall Cal is able to move the sticks a lot. Cal has converted on third down and 14 twice. They've converted just on some very long to go situations, really hurting the Beaver defense. And the Beavers, they do not have a sack so far in this game. They do have three tackles for loss, two of them coming on back-to-back plays. So the Beaver defense has had its moments, but overall, Cal is having its way offensively. Now we turn to the other side of the ball. The Beaver offense, as I mentioned, has stalled out massively. Jamar Jefferson has seven carries for 81 yards and a touchdown. Almost all of those yards were on one play. B.J. Baylor has one carry for 4 yards. Jack Coletto has a carry for 4 yards. He picked up a first down in a short yard situation on third down. Tristan Jebby has 5 for 9 for 70 yards, one touchdown, one pick. He threw a costly interception with just over a minute to play in the second half. Jebby threw it just a little bit too high, looking for Luke Musgrave, and that led to a turnover, and Cal cashed in with a 52-yard Dario Longhetto field goal to end the first half. So Cal on a run right now, 20-14. The Beavers, to get back, they're in it, but to try and win this thing, they're going to need to find balance on both offense and defense. They've gotten after Garbers a couple of times, still have not been able to bring him down. And it seems on plays where they almost get him and they don't, it leaves a receiver open for a big play. Also seems that their running backs are finding some holes on certain plays being opened up by the offensive lines. The Beavers got a lot to sort out in this crucial game in the 2020 season as they go into halftime trailing 20-14. Beavers have been trailing at halftime in all three games so far this season. If we look at the stats from Cal, we went over Chase Garbers, but again, no Christopher Brown. Marcel Dancy has taken 8 carries for 47 yards. He's averaging 5.9 yards a carry. Damian Moore has taken 6 carries for 25 yards. He's averaging 4.2 a carry. Garbers has run it a couple times. He's averaging 7 yards a carry. Broderick Shaw has taken 3 carries. He only has 1 yard. So the Beaver defense being led by Alex Austin, a corner, leads them in tackles right now. I think that speaks volumes about how that first half went in terms of Cal getting Pat to that second level of the Oregon State defense, if a corner is leading the Beavers in tackles. Avery Roberts has 6 tackles. Omar Spates has 7. Avery Roberts has 1.5 tackles for loss. And the Beaver defense, again, is going to have to try and find more balance, be able to pressure the quarterback. Really, though, got to get off the field on third down. They've made good plays on first and second down. 2 third and 14 conversions is going to drive Jonathan Smith nuts. Sure, he's going to be looking to change that in the second half. Want to take you through some scores around the country. Oregon leads UCLA 24-21 at halftime. UCLA, with 15 seconds left, instead of taking a knee, elected to try and throw the ball, and they threw a pick 6. Not Chip Kelly's wisest decision, so Oregon leads 24-21 at halftime in Eugene. Number 17, Iowa State leads Kansas State 28-0 late in the second quarter. Number 7, Cincinnati has taken the lead 19-17 over UCF. UCF has the ball 3rd and 1 at Cincinnati's 25. They're going to try to kick a field goal, I'm sure, to take a 1-point lead going into halftime. Number 1, Alabama leads Kentucky 21-3 near the end of the first quarter. Trying to get an update from the Wisconsin-Northwestern game. Wisconsin leads Wisconsin trails Northwestern 14-7 at halftime in that one. Again, here in Corvallis, we got 8:25 before the second half is set to kick off. The Beavers trailing the Golden Bears 20-14. Beavers jumped out to a 7-0 lead, then a 14-7 lead. Beaver offense has completely stalled. It's been frustrating. Four straight punts for the Oregon State offense. Cal's offense has seemed to be stopped at times, but they've had some big third down conversions, which is going to drive Jonathan Smith and Tim Tebasar, the defensive coordinator, nuts, as Cal has jumped out to a 20-14 lead. Beavers are going to have to battle back if they are to improve to 1-2 on the season today. More scores from around the league. No one's ranked in this one. Iowa 24, Penn State 7 at the half. San Diego State leads Nevada 21-17. Good showdown there in the Mountain West. Pittsburgh leads Virginia 16-7 in the first half. Ohio State hangs on to beat number 9 Indiana 42-35 despite a late push from Indiana. Number 6 Florida takes care of Vanderbilt 38-17. Illinois pounds Nebraska 41-23. Another rough day for Scott Frost and his team. LSU survives Arkansas 27-24. Coming up tonight in the Pac-12, let's see what we got in store for later this afternoon. Arizona kicks off at Washington at 5 o'clock. Washington escaped Oregon State 27-21 last week in Seattle. They'll play in Seattle again. Arizona State, Colorado has been canceled, was canceled a few days ago. Washington State, Stanford was canceled a few days ago as well. Number 20, USC, will be at Utah at 7:30 tonight. USC favored by 2.5 points in that game. So the specialists are on the field getting ready for the second half. We will be back in about 2 minutes, getting ready for kickoff in the second half in Corvallis.
And we're back with OSU's Fashion Talk, brought to you by Damn Chic Magazine.
Talk to me about this, Taylor.
Well, first we have Sharon straight into class in some gray classic sweatpants, wide frame glasses, and of course we cannot forget that coffee in hand.
I love the look. Is that Aaron? He's totally sporting basketball shorts and slides.
That is Aaron, and look at him go. What a classic and comfy pair.
Whether you wear sweatpants or trousers to class, Damn Chic has a place for you.
And if you want to stay up to date with all things style, follow us on your favorite social media handle, at Damn Chic Magazine.
Stay chic.
What up, though? This is Merce, and you are checking out KBVR in Corvallis. Stay tuned. Peace.
América, tus hijos tienen un superpoder. Ellos pueden salvar muchas vidas al no salir a jugar. Con solo quedarse en casa y juntarse con sus amigos por internet o videochats, ayudan contra la propagación de peligrosos gérmenes. Y si salen, asegúrate de que usen sus superpoderes para distanciarse 6 pies de los demás y así proteger a todos los habitantes del planeta. Infórmate más en coronavirus.gov. Este es un mensaje de los CDC y el Ad Council.
At Oregon State University, we have more than 4,000 graduate students in over 80 different programs of study. And on Inspiration Dissemination, we feature the research and personal stories of one of these students each week. But this is not only a show to highlight graduate student research. It is also a resource for undergraduate students and for the OSU community.
Learn about what's going on in the labs of Oregon State instructors. Learn how to be involved in undergraduate research. And gain insights about graduate school from graduate students. Check out our blog at blogs.oregonstate.edu/inspiration, where you can find out all about our upcoming guests and links to our Twitter and Facebook pages. Inspiration Dissemination is on every Sunday at 7 p.m. on 88.7 KBBR Corvallis.
Welcome back, everyone, to Corvallis. Beavers trail Cal 20-14 at halftime. 4 minutes left until the second half kicks off. And to go over the first half, I think it would be a good idea to take a look at the drive recaps that say a lot of about this game. First of all, Cal is dominating the Beavers in time of possession. Let me go through each drive here. The Beavers' first drive, one play, 75 yards, a touchdown for Oregon State. Cal responded on their first drive with an 8-play, 75-yard drive, a third-and-goal conversion for a touchdown to Kikoa Crawford, tied the game up. On the Beavers' ensuing possession, they went 3 plays, 5 yards in less than 2 minutes and had to punt. Cal had to punt on their next drive, 3 plays, negative 2 yards. They held the ball for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. The Beavers on their next drive, 1 play, 35 yards and a touchdown, Tegan Quatoriano on a 35-yard pass from Tristan Jebbia. This is where things started to go south for Oregon State in the first half. On Cal's next drive, they went 12 plays, 66 yards, held the ball for 6 minutes, ended that drive with a 26-yard field goal. Beavers did get a big stop there. Beavers' next drive, they had to punt after 4 plays, had the ball for less than 2 minutes, gave it back to Cal, who had a great drive, 9 plays, 78 yards, held the ball for 5 minutes. That did end in a pick. Big stop for Oregon State there. Next drive for the Beavers, though, 6 plays. They had to punt after 3:20, give it back to Cal, who goes 4 plays, 64 yards, holds the ball for 2:05 to take the lead. On the Beavers' next possession, they were bailed out by a penalty, got a first down pass to Champ Flemings before throwing an interception, a pass that was too high intended for Luke Musgrave. Marked a pretty big turning point in this game, or in the first half at least. Cal got the ball back. They consumed a minute 24 off of 11 plays, and so overall, Cal dominating Oregon State in time of possession, as both teams will head to their sidelines now to get ready for the second half kickoff. Reminder, the Beavers received the ball to start the first half, and they scored off of 1 play, but now Cal will get the chance to receive this kickoff to start the second half, and it's going to be critical for the Beavers to come out and try to hold this at 20-14 to get their offense back down just one score. If they go down 27-14 or 23-14, it becomes that much more difficult to get back into the ball game. I'm sure the Beavers had a lot to talk about offensively. They had a couple very explosive plays, but overall it was a very sluggish first half on offense for Oregon State. Almost all their yards attributed to just a couple of plays with Jamar Jefferson and Tegan Quatoriano. And the Beavers are absolutely going to need to get something going here in the first half, both the running game and passing game. Lions got to give Jebbia more time. We are going to go to a minute-long break before kickoff for the second half here on KBVR.
The question on everyone's mind is, why does college media matter to you?
College media is to me not only this place where I'm allowed to express myself and play what I want to play and talk about what I want to talk about. It's also been a place that's really helped me grow up throughout my time at university. It made me not only think about myself, but the greater community at large and really how to connect with them. It's an experience I don't think I'd trade for anything in the world. Yeah.
I think it was when I got my first caller on air and they told me that they thought I was doing a really good job. And I was like, yeah, I'm out there. I'm doing my thing and people like it. And college media has made me a lot more confident in myself, both as a leader, as a presenter, and as a person. And I think it can do that for anyone who chooses to be involved.
Welcome back to Corvallis, everybody. I'm your host, Ben Paul, with KBVR Orange Media Network. We're about to kick off the second half, 20-14. Cal leads the Beavers. Second half kickoff about to be underway here. Caleb Lightborn will kick it away for the Beavers. Nico Remigio, the man deep to return for Cal, as we are set to start the second half here in Corvallis. Cal leads 20-14. It was a back and forth first half. Cal has all the momentum right now. Beavers trying to flip that. They're going to start on defense. Lightboard strides up to the ball, boots this one away. Remigio is going to let this one go as it bounces at the goal line, goes out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. Here comes the Beaver defense. Chase Garbers leads the Cal offense. So after a first half that ended in disappointment for the Beavers with a 13-0 Cal run to end the scoring in the first half, Cal is up 20-14 right now. Beavers know they need to flip the momentum here in this game, trailing 20-14. Cal will start First and 10 from their own 25-yard line. 15 minutes on the clock. First play from scrimmage in the third quarter. Garbers comes out in the I formation. Garbers turns and hands it off. That is Moore, I believe, who finds his way around the edge, picks up six yards on the carry. Marcel Dancy was the ball carrier for the Golden Bears, gain of six. So a good play to start the second half for Cal's offense. 14:38 to play in the third quarter. Cal leads 20-14. Beavers looking to force a third down, then get off the field on third down. It's second and four. Garbers under center, turns and hands it off to Dancy, who's swallowed up for a loss of a yard. I believe that was Hamaka. Was it? It was. It was Hamaka Rashid. Leader, nation sack leader from a year ago. Or tackle for loss leader from a year ago, excuse me. Looking to get it started this season at the start of the year. He was given the highest odds of any defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. That's his first tackle for loss this season. He was all over Marcel Dancy. Third down and five. Beavers trying to get off the field on third down. They've been horrible at this so far today. Third and five. Chase Garber's in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looks to throw. Here comes pressure. And that is complete. Cal converts on third down again. That is Kikoa Crawford. Pickup of six on a slant route. The pressure from the Beavers is coming a lot of the time on third down, and they almost get to Garbers. They were just fingernails away from sacking him there, but Garbers is able to get rid of the ball, and it's another first down for California. First and 10 for Cal at their own 36-yard line. Marcel Dancy is the halfback. They fake the handoff. Here comes pressure. Garbers fires incomplete. Good coverage that time from linebacker Omar Spates. It was intended for Nico Remigio. And it's going to be second down and 10 for the Golden Bears at their own 36-yard line. Good defensive play for the Beavers there. If you're just joining us, Cal leads Oregon State 20-14 with 13:02 to play in the third quarter. Long way to go in this one. Second and 10 for Cal from their own 36-yard line. Garbers making some signals to his offense. Under center, looks to throw. Delayed handoff, swallowed up in the backfield is Dancy. I don't know who got there first. It was Omar Spates, who's been all over the field for the Beaver defense today. That one is a loss of two. And here we go with third down and 12. Great play from the Beaver defense there. Great pursuit from the linebackers. Defensive line did a good job as well, holding their ground there. There was a crowd here. They'd be getting loud right now. The virtual crowd sure is excited. Third down and 12 for the Golden Bears from their own 34-yard line. Big play here. Beavers have not been able to get off the field on two third and 14s. Now here's third and 12. They're looking to bring a ton of pressure. We'll see if that pays off. Here comes the house blitz. Garbers fires down the sideline. Incomplete. Big stop from the Beavers there. Garbers was looking for number 23, DeJuan Butler, I believe. No, it was Marcel Dancy. His halfback out of the backfield. Led him a little too far. Beaver pressure got to him. They couldn't quite get to Garbers in time, but it did force an errant throw. And it's 4th and 12. Beavers finally do get a stop on 3rd down. Much, much needed as they trail 20-14 with 12:16 to play in the 3rd quarter. Beavers forcing a punt. Here's the snap. The punt is away. It's a line drive punt. Bradford at his 25 takes it at the 25, looking to make a move. Tries to get to the outside. He picks up 5 yards on the return. If he was able to break that, he would have had a lot of daylight. But Bradford does get to the 30-yard line. And that is where the Beavers will start their next drive. We're going to take a 30-second break.
Did you know that Heartland Humane Society is your local animal shelter, located a mile and a half from Oregon State University? If you're missing an animal or looking to adopt, stop by Heartland to see how they can help. If you want to volunteer or foster, it's a wonderful way to get animals in your life. From petting cats to walking dogs, or snuggling bunnies, you can make a difference for homeless animals in Benton County today. You can also visit the Heartland Thrift Shop in downtown Corvallis to shop, donate, or volunteer. Check out heartlandhumane.org for more information.
Welcome back to Corvallis. We got a great game brewing here. We got 12 minutes to play in the third quarter, so a long way to go in this one. Cal leading the Beavers 20-14. In the first half, the Beavers took the lead early. Cal is on a 13-0 run right now, has all the momentum. The Beavers, however, did just have a great defensive possession with a couple of tackles for loss and made a stop on third down and 12, a stop they so desperately needed to get back into this game, because now the Beavers can potentially take the lead on this drive. Their offense has stalled horribly ever since the first quarter. The Beavers' last points came with 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. The touchdown pass to Tegan Quatoriano from Tristan Jebbia. Beavers offense looking to get back on track. They've had to punt the ball on, I believe it's been four straight drives now. They've hardly gone anywhere. Their last drive, they did have a couple of first downs, ended with an interception after a high throw from Tristan Jebbia off the hands of Luke Musgrave. Got a long break here. We'll get back to the action momentarily. 20-14, the Bears lead the Beavers. 12 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Beavers will have the ball first and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Again, a big stop from the Beavers. Omar Spates made a significant play. Tackle for loss on Marcel Dancy, the Cal halfback. Hamaker Rashid also made a stop for his first tackle for loss of the year. Beavers still don't have a sack. They came after Garbers a lot on that drive. We're never able to get him. They've been hitting him a lot, so I'm sure Garbers is shaken up back there. Have not had one sack. They're just a half second away a lot of the time. But they did force an errant throw on that last possession, and that did force Cal to finally punt the ball. I think that was just their second punt of the game. And now here comes the Beaver offense with a lot of work to do after stalling out in the second quarter. Tristan Jebbia on the field, Jamar Jefferson, the halfback. First down and 10 for Oregon State from their own 30-yard line, looking to take the lead on this drive. Jebbia under center, fakes the handoff, rolls out on a bootleg. The play is blown up. He fires it. It's completed for a first down. His third option there, I believe. That is Luke Musgrave, sophomore from Bend, Oregon. Pickup of 12, first and 10 Beavers, out to the 42-yard line. The play was blown up. That was supposed to be a lead route to Tegan Quatoriano. His second option was Bradford, who was covered, and he just kind of lofted in the direction of Musgrave, who was there. First and 10 Beavers from their own 42. Jebbia takes the snap, looks to throw. He's looking deep down the field, leading his man. It's incomplete, looking for Champ Flemings. Just a little bit too far. Wasn't a bad throw from Jebbia. He didn't want it to be intercepted. It's really the first huge shot the Beavers have taken downfield today, save the 35-yard pass to Tegan Quatoriano that resulted in a touchdown. But now it is second and 10 for the Beavers after taking a shot on first down. Second and 10 for the Beavers from their own 42-yard line. Jamar Jefferson is the halfback for Oregon State. Three wide receivers set. Bradford on the far side by himself on the right side. Here's a handoff to Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson trying to catch the edge. No running room there. Great defense from Cal that time. Give Jefferson three on the carry. It's going to bring up a third down and 7 situation for the Beavers. So after converting on a first down, Beavers take a shot. It's incomplete. Then get a run for just 3 yards, and now they've got a third down situation, not where they were hoping to be right now after converting on a first down to Luke Musgrave just moments ago. 20-14, Cal leads Oregon State. 11:05 to play in the third quarter. Clock running here in Corvallis. The wind has died down significantly here, for what it's worth. 3rd and 7 for the Beavers from their own 45. Jebbia looks to throw. Here comes heavy pressure. Jebbia fires. It is complete. Zariah Beeson, is it? It is a first down. I know that for sure. It is Zariah Beeson. Pickup of 8. So a huge third down conversion for Oregon State. And they're right back to the line. No huddle here. Jebbia in the shotgun, takes the snap already, looks to throw, and he's looking to take a shot to the sideline, has a man at is complete to Trevon Bradford for a first down at the sideline to the 36-yard line, pickup of 11, another big play for the Beavers. And they're going right back to the line of scrimmage again. They need to get set. They're going to motion Luke Musgrave out as a receiver here. Jebbia in the shotgun. Jebbia takes the snap and hands it off to Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson picks his way for 3 yards. Now we can catch a break here in the action. Second and 7 coming up for the Beavers. So the Beavers had 3rd and 7. Jebbia sneaks in a great pass to Zariah Beeson for a first down to convert on 3rd down. Then a pass to the outside to Trevon Bradford. Now a run of 3 from Jefferson. 2nd and 7 for the Beavers at the Cal 33-yard line. First time since the first quarter, Oregon State's offense hasn't had any sort of rhythm going. 2nd and 7, Jefferson's the halfback. Jebbia hands it off to Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson charging up the middle for 3 more. Maybe give him 4 on the play. It's going to bring up about 3rd down and 3. So another 3rd down situation from the Beavers. This is a situation where if they didn't get it, I would imagine Jonathan Smith would go for it, given his tendencies. 3rd and 3 for the Beavers, looking to convert on 3rd down once again on this drive. 2 straight handoffs up the middle to Jamar Jefferson. 3rd and 3, Jebbia in the shotgun. Jefferson's the halfback. They turn and hand off to Jefferson. Jefferson, close. I think he's going to be a little bit short. This is going to bring up a 4th down situation. 4th down and 1 yard. Last week they were in this situation against Washington. It appeared they got it. The call did not go Oregon State's way. And they are going to get back to the line really quickly here on 4th down and 1 yard. Oregon State wasting no time. Jebbia sneaks it. Jebbia has the 1st down. And the referees are going to give it to him, unlike the ones at Washington last week. They actually made the right call this time. And the Beavers have a 1st down inside Cal's 25-yard line. So a huge 4th down conversion. Tristan Jebbia on the sneak. The Beavers are in business on this drive, trailing 20-14. Tristan Jebbia in the shotgun. Jefferson's the halfback. 1st and 10, Jebbia looking to throw. He pump fakes. He has a man open on the far side. It's Bradford. Bradford charging for about 4 yards, brought down at the 21-yard line. So that's a short gain on the play. Give him just 3 perhaps on that one, maybe 4. So it's going to bring up 2nd and 7 for the Beavers. Pick up a 3 on that play. 8:05 to play in the 3rd quarter. The Cal Golden Bears lead the Beavers 20-14. Beavers trying to take the lead on this possession. Beavers have 2nd and 7 from the Cal 21-yard line. Jebbia under center, 2 wide receivers set. Jefferson is the halfback. Jefferson hasn't come out of the game much today. They give it to Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson, no, that is B.J. Baylor, excuse me. B.J. Baylor picks his way for just 2 yards. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5 for Oregon State. So the Beavers stalling on 2 plays after picking up, making a big conversion with the quarterback sneak on 4th down. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5, another 3rd down on this drive. They converted the 1st one, didn't convert the 2nd, converted on 4th down, then on 4th and inches. Jebbia's in the shotgun on 3rd down and 5. Tristan Jebbia in the shotgun, calling an audible. 3 wide receivers set. Baylor's the halfback. Baylor's behind Jebbia. They give to B.J. Baylor. B.J. Baylor charging. He's going to be short. Pickup of 2, maybe 3 yards, and this is going to bring up a 4th down situation for the Beavers, and here comes the field goal unit with Everett Hayes. So unfortunate the Beaver drive stalls. Unfortunate for the Beavers, their drive stalls down inside the 20-yard line. Everett Hayes will be on to attempt a 35-yard field goal. 6:35 to play in the 3rd quarter. Hayes is 0-for-1 so far this year. This is a 35-yard field goal try. Snap is down. Kick is up. It looks good from here. It is good. So the Beavers cash in. They cut into the lead. Bears lead at 20-17. 6:20 to play here in the 3rd quarter. So the Beaver drive does stall, but the Beavers are able to cash in and cut the lead to 3 points. So a big momentum switch there. Beavers have started off this half with a big 3rd down stop. They get a few 1st downs on that last drive, leading to a 35-yard Everett Hayes field goal. We will be back in 1 minute, 20-17, Bears over the Beavers right now.
If Dr.
doctors told us that we'd made a breakthrough on COVID-19, we would rejoice. We'd feel hope that we could live our lives again, get back to work, back to doing what we want. Well, masks are a ticket to that freedom. We can help protect others and save lives by covering our noses and mouths, which is how the virus mainly spreads. Until there's a vaccine, grab the breakthrough that's already here. When we're out, it's masks on. A message to help keep you safe.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Research Stadium. Beavers cut into the lead. Cal leads it 20-17 with 6:20 to play in the third quarter here at Research Stadium in Corvallis, Oregon. So the Beavers, on their last drive, moved the ball very well. A drive that started at their own 30-yard line ended up stalling at the Cal 18. So a good amount of distance covered by the Beavers. They converted on 4th and inches with a quarterback sneak. Could not convert on 3rd and 5 off a handoff to B.J. Baylor, who needed 5. He only got 2. Everett Hayes did not get through. So while the Beavers probably upset they weren't able to take the lead on that promising-looking drive, they do get something out of it, and the score is 20-17 now instead of 20-14. 20-17, the Bears lead the Beavers, and Caleb Lightbourne will kick off. 6:20 to play in the third quarter. Bears lead 20-17. Update: Oregon scored a touchdown to extend their lead. UCLA, however, has just struck back. 31-28 with 8 minutes to play in the third quarter in Eugene, so that is a game we'll keep an eye on. Caleb Lightbourne is set to kick off for Oregon State. They go into formation for this kickoff, 6:20 to play in the third quarter. Lightbourne boots it away. Remigio is going to take this one out, fields it. No, he lets it bounce and fields it at the 5-yard line. Remigio trying to find some running room and does down the sideline. There's a flag down as Remigio is going to he's going to cut back 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's down inside the 5, but there's a flag down, and I'm almost certain that this thing is going to come back.
During the return, holding.
Yes, there is a holding on Cal, as I could tell once a flag was down. So instead of starting at the Beaver 2-yard line, Cal will start from about their own 15, I'm guessing. Maybe even further back than that. So the Beavers do catch a break there, because even with the penalty, that was very bad kickoff coverage. So Cal has had 2 returns called back today, one on a punt, one on a kickoff, from holdings. While holdings certainly do make a difference, Beavers got to get it together on special teams. And they are going to mark this one off from the 15, half the distance. Give Cal the ball at their own 8, 7.5 if you want to be exact. Cal offense now taking the field. So with 6:05 to play here in the third quarter, Cal leads 20-17. Beavers finding some momentum. Their defense is looking for another stop. They got Cal pinned back to their own 7-yard line right now. Cal breaks the huddle. Garbers is 18 for 27 today with 233 yards. 1st and 10 for Cal. From their own 8-yard line. Garbers takes the snap. Quick hit throw to the outside is complete, and that is going to be it's going to be close to a first down. Not quite there. That's only a pickup of 7. On a little out route there. Poor tackling by Oregon State that time. They could have had him down after just about 4 or 5. But it is going to be 2nd down and 3 for Cal. 2nd and 2. Make that a gain of 8. 2nd and 2 for Cal. At the Beavers' 16-yard line, at their own 16-yard line. Pardon me. Garbers under center. Marcel Dancy is in at running back for Cal. Garbers turns, hands off to Marcel Dancy. Dancy trying to weave his way through the line. He's going to get close to the marker. I can't tell if he has a first down from here. there is an injured player on the field. This is an injured Beaver. We are going to have a timeout for an injured player. They are going to mark him down short. We will be back in 1 minute with Beaver football.
Are you a member of a business or organization in the greater Corvallis area? Do you love listening to KBVR? KBVR-FM invites you to support our programming here at Orange Media Network. With your contribution, you can promote your establishment or next event to listeners throughout our community. For more information, call 541-737-6323 or go to orangemedianetwork.com.
It's that time of year again, and Christmas Storybook Land in Albany is ready to boost your holiday spirit with our first ever scavenger hunt for our Storybook Land scenes in downtown Albany businesses. The scavenger hunt will take place until December 4th to allow for extra hunting time. If you find all 6 Storybook Land scenes, you'll be eligible for a prize. Be sure to share a selfie of you and your find in the scavenger hunt post on our Facebook page. Santa himself will announce the winners on December 5th. We thank you for all your tremendous support and look forward to seeing you next year.
And we're back here at Reeser Stadium in Corvallis. The Bears lead the Beavers 20-17. 5:10 to play in the first quarter. When we come back to game action, it's going to be third and about a half a yard for Cal from their own 18. Hamaka Rashed is the injured Beaver. He has just gotten to his feet. He is walking off the field under his own power. Everyone's certainly going to hope that he is okay. He was down for quite a while. Luckily, he is walking off under his own power now. We'll be looking to get an update on Hamaka Rashed whenever we can. Cal's offense retakes the field. Beaver defense now retakes the field. It's going to be third down and probably about a foot for Cal from their own 18-yard line. So they barely need to move forward here. The Beavers have not been good at all on third and short situations, not good at getting a tackle for loss when they need to. So Cal should probably, I would imagine, just try to go for a dive up the middle here with Marcel Dancy or Damian Moore. Maybe even just have Garbers run a QB sneak. There's 5:10 to play in the third quarter. Cal leads Oregon State 20-17. Third and a foot for Cal from, let's call it the Beaver, not the Beavers, from Cal's 17-yard line. Cal taking a long time in the huddle here. Not sure the play clock has officially started yet. I don't think it has. They're still reading 40 seconds to snap. Now Cal breaks the huddle. Now the play clock starts, and Cal is at the line of scrimmage. Third down and a foot. Dancy's the halfback. Beaver's showing some pressure. Hamaker sheds out of the game for this play after the injury. They turn. They hand it off to Shaw. I believe that's Shaw, and he just got enough. Needed a foot. He got about a yard, so that is Damian Moore, not Bradrick Shaw. And the pickup of one is enough to move the sticks for Cal, so not a bad defensive pursuit by the Beavers that time. They cannot come up with a stop, however. Anje Hughes-Murray and Riley Sharp are in the game for the Beavers now. Riley Sharp in to replace Hamaka Rashed. The Beavers do have great depth at the outside linebacker position, which is one big positive for them in 2020. Here's the handoff on first down and 10. Dancy makes a man miss, gets out to the 25-yard line of Cal, pickup of 5 on the play, maybe even 6. Isaac Hodgins, little brother of Isaiah Hodgins, brought Moore down. That's a gain of 6 on the play, so a good play offensively for the Golden Bears. There's 4 minutes to play in this third quarter. The Bears lead the Beavers 20-17. Flag on the play.
Illegal substitution defense. The 5-yard penalty results in a first down.
That is an illegal substitution penalty on the Beavers. That will give Cal an automatic first down. I couldn't quite tell what happened, but this is a penalty on Oregon State. So Cal started this drive from their own 7. They're at the 30-yard line now, and they got first down and 10. Alton Julian's checking in at safety for the Beavs. Evan Bennett, a defensive end, is going to come off. Cal breaks the huddle. They're going to have first down and 10, 3:40 to play in the third quarter. Garbers under center. Garbers turns and hands it off to Moore. Moore not going far. He does pick up two on first down. Decent pursuit that time by the Beaver defense. That was, in fact, Damian Moore on the carry. He's now got 10 carries for 33 yards. And unfortunately, you hate to see it, we got another injured player. I can't tell who this is. It's another Beaver. And we are going to go to a minute-long break right now.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're back. The injured player was Simon Sandberg. So two significant injuries for the Beavers within a few plays of each other. First injuries of the ball game, both happening on this drive. So it's going to be second down and 7 for Cal from their own 33-yard line. A couple of unfortunate occurrences there for the Beavers without two starters on defense at the moment. Second down and 7 for Cal from their own 33. Here comes pressure. It's picked up. Garbers is in trouble, and Garbers goes down for the first time today. He is sacked back at the 27-yard line. Beaver defense making a big play. Their first sack since week 1 against Washington State. I wasn't sure who got to him first. He was under an awful lot of pressure. Alton Julian came with an outside blitz, and it was Avery Roberts, I believe, who got there with the sack. It was number 34 for the Beavers, and that is, in fact, Avery Roberts. Third down and 13 for Cal. Cal has converted on two third and 14s already today. Here's the snap. Dumps it off short. Can this guy make a man miss? He can, and Cal is going to see stopped short, though. The Beavers do get a stop on third down. He's going to be Marcel Dancy out of the backfield. Is 2 yards short. I think Garbers was wanting to go for it there. So the Beavers catch a break after a great screen pass, and they just barely do make the stop. So the Beavers' struggles on third down continue. They do get the stop, but boy, was that close. And it's 4th and 2. Beavers do get the important stop that they needed. Trevon Bradford is deep to return the punt. Punter has it. Punt is away. Bradford's going to field it as 25 again. Doesn't call for a fair catch. Breaks a tackle. Now he's got a lot of room, and he tries to break another. He gets outside, 45 midfield, 45-40, cuts back. Trevon Bradford, what a return. Gets all the way to the California 40-yard line. Oh, boy, I couldn't tell if his knee might have been down at the 25-yard line, and we have another injured Beaver. A lot of bad luck for the Beavers going on right now. Three injuries within a short amount of time. I'm going to look at the replay. Bradford, did his knee touch? I'm going to need a better angle. Clearly couldn't see anything that tells us a lot from that angle right there. If this stands, that's a big play by Trevon Bradford, Oregon State's top wide receiver and their punt returner. The injured Beaver is Isaiah Dunn. And that is some more terrible news for Oregon State. One of the most important pieces of their defense, probably their top corner. He's been a starter for multiple years now. He's a senior, Isaiah Dunn is. So within a span of 6 plays, the Beavers lose Hamika Rashed, Simon Sandberg, and now Isaiah Dunn is down. Hamika Rashed and Sandberg both walked off under their own power. We'll see if they can come out on the next Beaver defensive drive. And while I'm still trying to get a word on the replay, I don't think this play is under review. I think it is fairly clear that Trevon Bradford was not down and, in fact, had a big punt return, which started at his own 25 and ended up at Cal's 40-yard line. That's a 35-yard punt return from Bradford, who broke two tackles on that return. And Isaiah Dunn is walking off under his own power. He is a bit gimpy. Beaver fans and everyone will certainly hope he can come back into the game. Such an important part of the Beaver defense. But this play is going to stand. The ball is marked at Cal's 39-yard line. So this will be excellent starting field position for the Beavers. There's 1:32 left to play in the third quarter. A very important game. The Beavers looking for their first win of 2020. They've had two tough losses, especially a tough loss against Washington last week in Seattle, trying to avoid falling to 0-3 on the year. Update: UCLA at Oregon, 5 minutes to play in the third quarter in that one. 31-28, Oregon leads. UCLA has third down and three at Oregon's 46. Of course, Oregon will be here in Corvallis a week from now. No, less than a week from now. That's a Friday night game, the day after Thanksgiving, for the another meeting between Oregon State and Oregon. Huge rivalry game. Oregon has looked really good in the first two games, struggling a bit today. We'll see if UCLA can upset them today. Beaver offense takes the field, led by Tristan Jebbia, at the 39-yard line of Cal. Minute 30 to play in the third quarter. Jefferson's the halfback. Jebbia takes the snap, pitches to Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson finds some running room, picks up 4 yards, 3 or 4 yards, one of the two, on first down. So a short gain on the play. It's going to bring up second down and 7 for the Beaver offense. A field goal now would tie the game. Everett Hayes cut it to 3 on the last drive. A minute 10 to play in the third quarter in this one. Beavers have second and 7 from Cal's 36-yard line. Trevon Bradford with an excellent punt return. Tristan Jebbia motions Jefferson behind him. Jebbia takes the snap, hands off to Jamar, and he has absolutely nowhere to go. Jefferson, the good individual effort, falls forward for a pickup of 2.5. So no help for Jefferson that time, putting him in a tough situation. It's going to be third down and 4 for Oregon State. Give Jefferson 3 on that last carry. Another third down situation for the Beavs. Jefferson stays in the game at halfback. 3 wide receivers here, all to the right side. Jebbia in the shotgun. Tristan Jebbia takes the snap, looks to throw, looking for Jefferson's not going to have him. He fires, and that is complete to the 29-yard line. First down, Oregon State. To Colby Taylor, that is Taylor's first reception of the ball game, and what a big conversion it is for the Beavers. They are going to let the clock run out and go to the fourth quarter with some momentum. The Beavers, so we've come to the end of the third quarter here in Corvallis. Got a great ball game on our hands. Cal leads 20-17 going into the fourth quarter, and we will be back in about a minute for the start of this fourth quarter.
This is Greg Hughes of Bobby's Oar, and you're listening to 88.7 FM KBVR Corvallis.
Want to get involved in public service announcements here at KBVR? We want people like you to share your diverse voices and perspectives on the airwaves. Whether you have an event to promote, a message for the public, or just something to say, don't hesitate to get involved. Students at OSU can be involved in any stage of the process, from writing to voice acting. No prior experience is required. For more information on how to get involved, don't hesitate to email the productions director at fm.productions@oregonstate.edu.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
Here we are, about to start the fourth quarter in Corvallis. Got a great ball game on our hands, a very important one for both of these teams. Cal leads Oregon State 20-17. The Beavers do have the ball, first down and 10 from Cal's 29-yard line, looking to tie this game up or take the lead with a touchdown when play resumes. This was set up by a Beaver stop. It was third down and 13 for Cal. They got 11 off of a screen pass. Nearly converted, but instead had to punt. Trevon Bradford nearly went down at the 25-yard line when returning the punt. Broke some tackles and got all the way to the Cal 39-yard line. And now the Beavers, it took them three plays, but they did convert on third and five. And so the Beavers have first and 10 from Cal's 29-yard line. Looks like this break will last a little while longer. I'll take you around some scores from around the country while we, before we return, I should say. Alabama's walking all over Kentucky. They've extended their lead to 35-3. That game was close early on, not anymore. That game's in the third quarter. UCLA has missed a field goal, a long one. Oregon leads 31-28. 2 minutes left in the third quarter in that one, so it's still a close fight in Eugene. We'll keep you updated on that. Wisconsin trails, number 10 Wisconsin trails number 19 Northwestern, 14-7. 1:38 left to play in the third quarter in that one. Could be set for a good finish. Later tonight in the Pac-12, Arizona takes on Washington in Seattle at 5 o'clock. Arizona barely falling to USC last weekend. USC 2-0 after two very impressive comebacks. One against Arizona State in week one where they recovered an onside kick. And another one last week against Arizona, where they were down with a minute 25 left and came back and scored on their final drive to win that game. USC is ranked number 20 right now. They'll take on Utah at Utah. Utah's first game of the season. Here comes the Beaver offense. Beavers trail 20-17, start of the fourth quarter. A much-needed game for the Beavers. First and 10 for the Beavers from Cal's 29-yard line. Tristan Jebbia is in the shotgun. B.J. Baylor is the halfback, pardon me. Jebbia takes the snap, looking to throw. Fires, he's got a man wide open inside the 20, inside the 15, makes a move. He falls forward to the 7-yard line. That is Tegan Quatoriano, his second big play of the game. It'll be first and goal for the Beavers from Cal's 7-yard line. That is a pickup of 22 on first and 10. Tyjon Lindsay into the ballgame now. Champ Flemings comes off. First and goal Beavers from Cal's 7-yard line. B.J. Baylor still in at running back. They motion Tyjon Lindsay. Jebbia pitches to Baylor. They scored off this last week. Baylor going nowhere this time. Brought down for a loss of a yard on the play. It's going to bring up second down and goal from the 8. They tried the pitch to B.J. Baylor. They scored in Seattle off of that very play last week, except it was to the other side of the field. Cal all over that one. Second down and second and goal for the Beavers from the 8-yard line. Jefferson came into the game. Now he checks back out without running a play. B.J. Baylor is going to come back in there for second and goal. Second and goal Beavers from the 8. Jebbia under center. Pitch to Baylor the other way. They're going to try reverse. They're going to throw to a wide-open Tristan Jebbia. Touchdown, Beavers! What a play! Tristan Jebbia acting as a receiver. They handed it off. They handed it off. They pitched it to B.J. Baylor, who reversed it to Tyjon Lindsay. Cal was completely fooled on that one. Left a wide-open Tristan Jebbia, who did not miss his chance for a receiving touchdown. What a way for the Beavers to regain the lead here in the fourth quarter. Everett Hayes on for the extra point. 13:35 left to play in the ballgame. Snap is down, kick is up, it is good, and the Beavers lead it 24-20 with 13:35 to play in the fourth. What an exciting play that just unfolded right there. To recap, they pitched to B.J. Baylor, which looked like it would have gone nowhere. The Beavers had a little something up their sleeve. They did a reverse to Tyjon Lindsay. And Lindsay, instead of trying to cut to the outside himself, threw it to Tristan Jebbia. That play obviously orchestrated by the offensive coordination, and it worked beautifully to give the Beavers a lead. So there's 13:35 to play in the fourth quarter. The Beavers lead Cal 24-20. We are going to be back in 1 minute on KBVR.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Beavers. Let's talk about sleep. Did you know 2/3 of students experience extreme drowsiness in class and that poor sleep habits can negatively impact your GPA? It's recommended to get between 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. Blue light emitted from electronic devices hinders the production of melatonin, the hormone that readies you for sleep. If you have trouble falling asleep, try turning off screens at least 1 hour before going to bed, avoiding caffeine before 2 p.m., and maintaining a regular sleep schedule. CAPS wishes you a better sleep tonight.
Welcome back to Corvallis. We got a real exciting one here at Research Stadium. The Beavers have just taken a 24-20 lead off of a fantastic play executed beautifully where Tyjon Lindsey threw a touchdown pass to Beavers starting quarterback Tristan Jebbia. And just to recap this game, Beavers took the lead early 14-7. Cal came back on a 13-0 run, took a 20-14 lead. Beavers cut into that in the third quarter with a field goal. And now the Beavers have just scored a touchdown to take a 24-20 lead. So the Beavers now are on a 10-0 run, and they've got a four-point lead. 13:35 left to play in this one. Got a real nail-biter here in Corvallis. Still a decent amount of time to play. Anything could happen. Caleb Lightborn is set to kick off. Nico Remigio is deep to return this for the Cal Bears. By the way, an update, Oregon has extended their lead to 38-28. That one's going into the fourth quarter in Eugene. UCF has taken the lead 25-22 over Cincinnati in the third quarter. Caleb Lightborn boots it away for the Beavers. Remigio is not going to take this back. He calls a fair catch. Kind of surprised he didn't try to take it back, given Cal's apparent success on special teams today. A couple of touchdowns called back from holding penalties, so I'm a bit surprised Remigio didn't try to take that one out of the end zone. But Cal's offense will take the field. Beavers lead it 24-20, 13:35 left to play in the ballgame. We're in the fourth quarter. I'm looking around to see if I can find any of the Beavers who got injured on the previous possessions. I do not see Hamaker Rashed. Can't tell if Simon Sandberg is down there. And with Isaiah Dunn, I don't know as well. First and 10 Cal from their own 25-yard line. Garbers in the shotgun takes the snap. Here comes pressure. He fires the outside. That is complete for a short gain on the play. That's going to be 3 yards. That was to, I believe, number 85 for the Bears. It was Jake Tongas, a tight end. 2nd and 7 for Cal. They're at their own 28-yard line. Alton Julian checks into the game at safety for the Beavs. 2nd and 7 for Cal. Dancy is the halfback. They motion a tight end. Garbers takes the snap. Hands off to Dancy on a stretch play. Dancy charging forward. He picks up about 5. That will bring up a third down situation. So a huge play coming up here. It's going to be 3rd and 2. So the Beavers lead 24-20, 12:45 to play in the fourth quarter. 3rd down and 2 for the Cal Golden Bears from their own 33-yard line. Beavers have not been good in third down this year or this game, especially not 3rd and short situations. 3rd and 2 for Cal. Garbers under center. Hands off to Dancy. Dancy is swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. What a play from the Beaver defense that time. Akili Arnold coming in with a blitz from the side, I believe, was the man who got there first. to swallow up Cal. It was Akili Arnold, the sophomore safety, sweeping in to make a huge defensive play for the Beavers on that one. And this will force Cal to punt. Trevon Bradford is the deep man for Oregon State. Cal's got fourth down and three from their own 32-yard line. Here's the snap and the punt almost blocked. Bradford is going to try to field this. He will at his own 30. He catches the ball. And the Beavers will start their next drive at their own 30-yard line. The Beavers will now have possession with a chance to extend their 24-20 lead. We will be back in 1 minute with KBVR Sports.
Do you like art? How about photography, poetry, or storytelling? Well, Prism has a place for you. Prism is the arts and literary journal here at OSU, and we are always accepting student submissions for art from people of all interests, backgrounds, and majors. Find the entry form on our blog, orangemedianetwork.com/prism, or reach out to us at prism@oregonstate.edu or find us on social media at OSU Prism. See you soon.
Hey, you're tuned in to KBVR-FM, Oregon State's student-run, student-operated radio station.
The number one place for people with a passion for music to come and get together and share that passion with the world.
Whoa, the whole world.
The whole world.
Yeah, hopefully they're listening to something else.
Should I cancel my audition for American Idol?
You might want to think about it.
Welcome back to Reeser Stadium. Certainly got an exciting one on our hands here. Beavers lead Cal 24-20 with 11:43 to play in the fourth quarter. The Beavers are going to have the ball first down and 10 from their own 30-yard line when we return. But play returns, I should say. The Beavers have had, this is their third nail-biting game this year. Washington State got real close with 2:50 left in their opener. Washington last week close all the way through in a 27-21 loss for the Beavers. And now the Beavers looking to avoid an 0-3 start. They're up here 24-20, another close game. And this is a huge drive coming up. Beavers have a chance to extend the lead. If Cal, I'm sure they're thinking, can get the ball back with 8 minutes left or however much time they will have, only down four, then Cal would have a chance to take the lead. So 24-20, Beavers lead Cal with 11:43 to play in the fourth quarter here at Reeser Stadium. Beaver offense now jogging onto the field. They are going to have first down and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Jamar Jefferson is the halfback for Oregon State. They're in a tight set. Jefferson's the halfback. They motion Colby Taylor in, then back out. First and 10 from the 30. They motion Taylor again. Jebbia fakes the handoff. Here's a bootleg play. They have a man wide open. It's complete. Trevon Bradford, first down and more. Bradford out to the 47-yard line. 17-yard pickup there. That play has worked well every time the Beavers have run it. Bootlegs have been their friend today. Touchdown to Tegan Quatoriano earlier was also off of a bootleg. First and 10 Beavers from their own 47-yard line. Tristan Jebbia under center on first and 10. They're going to motion Taylor a little further inside this time, and they're going to hand off to Jamar Jefferson, who doesn't have a lot of room, tries to find his own path, picks up 3 yards there, so a decent effort, or a great effort by Jefferson, because he did not have a hole there at all. Going to be second down and 7 for the Beavers. Champ Flemings comes onto the field for Colby Taylor. So the Beavers lead 24-20 with 10:45 to play in the fourth quarter. Second and 7 for the Beavs from midfield. Jebbia in under center. They fake the handoff. Another bootleg play. Jebbia throws across his body. That's a dangerous throw. That's intercepted. Jebbia is going to have to make a tackle now. And he does slow him down, but that is a horrible mistake from Tristan Jebbia. And Cal will take over at Oregon State's 31-yard line. second pick thrown by Jebbia today. They tried the same bootleg play. Jebbia really tried to force that one in, threw into where three people were, and that is a gift for the Cal defense. Jebbia knows he made a mistake right there. He should have just thrown that one away. Cal was ready for that after being fooled on it a couple times, and it really worked out for them there with the interception. 10:25 to play in the fourth quarter. Beavers lead Cal 24-20. Cal has first down and 10 from the Beavers' 32-yard line. Garber's under center on first and 10. They hand it off to Dancy. Dancy plowing up the middle, pickup of 5. Good carry from Marcel Dancy. He's been a workhorse today for the Golden Bears offense. I believe that's his 13th touch of the ball game. Second and 5 for Cal coming up right here. So Dancy has 13 touches for 61 yards today. Damian Moore has 11 touches for 35 yards. Second and 5 for Cal from the Beaver 28. Garbers rolls out off of a bootleg. Looks like they might have gotten away with a hold. They throw it back across his body, and it's completed inside the 15 down to the 12-yard line. First down for Cal off a great play. I think they might have gotten away with a hold on Omar Spates near the line of scrimmage. Cal maybe gets away with one there, but it is a first down for them nonetheless. 9:30 to play in the fourth quarter. The Beavers lead Cal 24-20. Cal looking to regain the lead on this drive after an interception thrown by Tristan Jebbia. First down for Cal at the 12-yard line. They motion number 85. Garbers rolls out to his right. He has a lot of time in the pocket, throws that one away, and there's a flag. That I think he was just kind of throwing that one away in the direction of his intended target. There's obviously going to be pass interference on number 36, I believe, of Oregon State, who was beaten. And the refs are discussing this to see if it was uncatchable. Let's see the call.
Pass interference.
They are going to call pass interference. I do think that's the right call. Ball's going to be placed at the spot of the foul, which will bring Cal to about the 5. And it will. First down and goal for Cal from the Beaver 5-yard line. Cal did have first and goal from the 5 earlier. The Beavers made a stop on 4 straight plays. Ended an interception. See what happens this time. Garbers under center. Dancy is the running back, Marcel Dancy. They hand it off to Marcel Dancy, trying to get the edge. Dancy's got nowhere to go. Good pursuit by the Beaver defense that time. And that is going to be a loss of 2 on the play. Alton Julian, the JC transfer, in on the tackle there, making a big play for the Beavers. And it's going to bring up second down and goal for the Cal Golden Bears from the Beaver 12-yard line. 8:40 to play in this one. Getting really tense here in Corvallis. Second and goal from the Beaver 7 for Cal. Garbers under center. They motion a tight end again. Garbers takes the snap, rolls out on the bootleg. Garbers looking to throw, fires the end zone, incomplete. There are flags down. This is going to be a penalty on Oregon State, I believe. The flag is in the end zone.
There is no foul on the play.
They are going to wave this flag off. So great news for the Beavers there to wave it off. And it's third down and 7 for the Golden Bears. Well, from the 7. It's third and goal for the Golden Bears from Beaver 7. Huge play coming up right here. If the Beavers can get a stop, it would be interesting to see to what extent Cal would have an idea of going for it versus kicking a field goal. Third and goal from the 7 for Cal. Garbers in the shotgun. 8:19 to play in this one. Garbers takes the snap, looks to throw, fires the corner of the end zone. That's a flag for pass interference. That was a good call. That was pass interference on Isaiah Dunn. Good to see him back out there. But an easy call for the officials right there. He was beaten. That would have been a touchdown had he not interfered. And that is a first down for Cal. It's going to be first and goal for Cal at the Beaver 2. So Cal drawing up the right play call there. They've known a weakness. Dunn has been getting beat a lot today by Kikoa Crawford, and they went to that matchup right there, and Crawford won it again. That's going to essentially work as a big play for Cal off of the penalty. First and goal. Bootleg play. Garbers rolls out, looking to throw. He's in a lot of trouble, has to throw this out of the back of the end zone. But a wise decision there from Chase Garbers to throw it away instead of taking a sack for a huge loss. I would imagine this is go-for-it territory for Cal if they were to face fourth down, so the Beavers will probably have to make three more consecutive stops if they are to keep Cal from scoring on this drive and keep Cal from retaking the lead. 8:09 to play in the fourth quarter. Beavers lead 24-20. Cal has second and two on the Beavers' two-yard line, however. Second and goal on the Beavers' two, I should say. Garbers under center. Chase Garbers fakes the handoff, looks to throw, has a man wide open. Touchdown, Golden Bears. That is number 85, tight end Jake Tongas, with his second reception of the ball game. And Cal does regain the lead. 8:04 to play here in the fourth quarter. 26-24, Cal leads. Dario Longhetto on for the extra point. They ran a bootleg play. We've seen a lot of bootleg action from both teams today. And Cal is able to take the lead there on that bootleg pass to Jake Tongas. Dario Longhetto is on to attempt the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is good. 27-24. Cal retakes the lead in what has been a seesaw game. Do not miss the ending to this one. We got 8 minutes to play. Cal leads it by 3 points. Kickoff will be after this. We're going to take a 1 minute break right now.
Vaping might be safer than smoking, but that doesn't mean it's totally safe. Did you know the long-term effects of vaping have not yet been fully documented? Products from companies like Juul contain addictive nicotine and haven't been reviewed or tested by the FDA. OSU students who want to join the Great American Smokeout and quit all nicotine products can get help here on campus for free. The folks at Student Health Services have the knowledge and the products to help students quit safely. For more information, call 541-737-9355.
Kraft Center membership is now free for OSU students. Pyrography, raku firing, indigo dyeing, stained glass, 3D modeling, screen printing, and more. Come take a class with the Kraft Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visit us in the basement of the Student Experience Center for more information and to sign up for your free student membership.
And we're back here at Research Stadium. Cal has retaken the lead 27-24 with 8 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. The Beavers look to be in decent shape a few moments ago until they tried that bootleg play that had been working for them again, and Jebbia made a bad decision by trying to throw into triple coverage. Never had a chance there to get it to his intended receiver. And that was an interception that Cal returned to the Beaver 33-yard line. Cal cashes that one in with a touchdown. So an unfortunate swing of events there if you're an Oregon State fan. And the Bears lead 27-24. Still plenty of time left. The Beavers are about to receive a kickoff here, as we're in a long break at the moment. Updates from around the country. Number 10, Wisconsin, trailing number 19, Northwestern, 17-7. Just 9 minutes remaining in that one. That is a potential big top 10 upset right there. Another potential top 10 upset, number 7, Cincinnati, trailing at UCF, 25-22. That one is in the fourth quarter. Cincinnati does have 3rd and 8 at UCF's 14-yard line. So Cal set to kick off here. Fleming's the deep man for the Beavers. Fleming's has had some huge returns for Oregon State this year. Hasn't taken one to the house. Has taken a couple into opponent territory this year. One against Washington State, one against Washington last week. Beavers would love a big return right here as they trail 27-24. And the kick is away. It's a line drive one. Flemings is going to field it at his own 4, bobbles the football, picks it up, gets across the 10, makes a man miss across the 20, makes another man miss, and Flemings gets to the 25-yard line. So after what looks like something that looked like could have been a disaster when he dropped the ball. Flemings gets a fair return out to the 25-yard line, same as the touchback mark. So the Beavers trail 27-24, and the clock is running right now. They're going to want to fix that. I don't know if I'm the only one who realizes it, but after a kickoff, the clock should not run, and it looks like the referees are now getting together to chat about this, and they're going to reset the clock, which is still running right now. I'm sure they're going to reset it to about 7:58, or however much time was left when Flemings was brought down.
Please reset the game clock to 8 minutes, 1 second.
8 minutes and 1 second is what they're going to set it back to. The play clock did not, the game clock did not stop after the kickoff, and thankfully I'm not the only one who realized that.
Please reset the game clock to 8 minutes, 1 second. Thank you.
And they're going to say it again, and they have reset the game clock to 8 minutes and 1 second. First and 10 for the Beavers from their own 25-yard line. Jamar Jefferson is the halfback, I believe. Jebbia takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Here comes pressure. Jebbia in trouble. He's going to try to get away, and he just throws this one away. He was outside of the tackle box there. Jebbia did well not to take a sack on that play. He was being chased from behind. And that's going to bring up second and 10 for the Beavers from their own 25-yard line. Big drive here for Oregon State with under 8 minutes to play. First and 10, second and 10 for the Beavers from their own 25. Jebbia in the shotgun. Jebbia takes the snap and looks to throw. Jebbia in a lot of trouble. He's going to he's going to take a sack. Loss of two on the play. First sack of the game for the Golden Bears, and that will set up third down and 12 for Oregon State with 7:35 left to play in the ballgame. Third and 12 for the Beavers, back from their own 23-yard line. They've gone backwards so far on this possession. Would love if they could somehow convert here on third and 12. They motion Colby Taylor. Jebbia in the shotgun. Here comes a big blitz from Cal. Jebbia in a lot of trouble. Fires short to Champ Flemings. It's incomplete. It wouldn't have been anywhere close to a first down anyway. And Cal makes a huge stop, and we'll have a chance to extend on a three-point lead as the Beavers are going to have to punt this one away. So 27-24, Cal leads Oregon State with 7:05 left to play in the fourth quarter. Caleb Lightbourne on to punt for the Beavers. We'll see how the punt coverage looks this time after getting bailed out by a penalty earlier in the game. And the punt is away from Lightbourne. Remigio back to his own 35, fumbles the football, Cal recovers. Wow. Huge break there for the Golden Bears as Remigio muffed that punt. Big recovery from number 10 on California, on the Bears, Jeremiah Hunter, a freshman wide receiver from Fresno, got on that one. That is huge that he's able to recover that one for the Golden Bears. First down for Cal from their own 38-yard line, 6:54 to play in the ballgame. Three timeouts from both teams. Garbers makes a signal to his offensive line, takes the snap, delayed handoff, and Marcel Dancy is swallowed up at the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit that time from the Beaver defense. It's going to bring up second and 10, no gain on the play. Cal making some offensive substitutions here. Beavers formation looks the same. No, now they're going to make some substitutions. Still no sign of Hamika Rashed. And I don't think Simon Sandberg is back out there either, so two injuries for the Beavers earlier on. Doesn't look like they have either of those guys back. 6:20 to play, second and 10 for Cal. Hand off to Dancy. Dancy, nowhere to go, swallowed up after a pickup of maybe a yard and a half. We'll give him two on that carry. It's going to bring up third down and 8. So a really big play coming up here. 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. The Beavers trail 27-24. A huge play coming up here. And Hamika Rashed now is back on the field for the Beavs. Beavers having some trouble getting men on and off the field now. Hamika Rashed is back in there for this third and 8 play. Beavers showing pressure on third down and 8. Huge play here. Garbers looks to throw. Here comes pressure. Has to throw it. Was that picked? No, it was not, but it's incomplete. What a great defensive play. And do we have an injured Beaver? I can't tell who it was who made the play, is down for Oregon State. It was a heck of a play. It was Jaden Grant, who now quickly gets to his feet, seems to be okay, is striding off the field at a good pace. That was a heck of a play by Jaden Grant to break it up. He almost intercepted it, I believe, as well. Didn't make the catch, but that wasn't expected of him. That was a great play from Jaden Grant there, and the Beavers get a huge stop. There's 5:33 left to play in the fourth quarter, so Beavers force a much-needed three and out. Cal will have to punt from their own 40-yard line. Their punter is Sheehan. Punt is blocked! It's blocked by the Beavers! The punter picks it up and is down at the 13-yard line! The Beavers will take over, first down and 10 from Cal's 13. What a play from special teams in the Oregon State Beavers. Mike Parker and I giving a fist pump of approval to each other as the Beavers will take over at the Cal 12-yard line. It didn't look like that was going to be blocked. I can't tell who it was that got a hand on that football, but what a huge play on special teams. A couple big plays on punt returns for the Beavers, and they take over first down and 10 from the Cal 14-yard line. Jebbia is under center. Jamar Jefferson's the halfback on first and 10. They turn and hand it off to Jefferson, who cuts the outside. Jefferson finds a lane. Pickup of 7. He did a good job to find a lane there. So the Beavers, at the very least, have a great chance to tie it up here with a field goal. I'm sure they'll be looking to take the lead. Second down and call it 3.5 for the Beavers. From the Cal 8-yard line, Jefferson stays in the game at halfback. A huge blocked punt from Oregon State sets them up here. Tristan Jebbia under center, making a signal to his offensive line. Jebbia takes the snap, hands it off to Jefferson. Jefferson trying to bounce it. He does. He has a first down. He's inside the 2-yard line. Mark him down at the Cal 1. Another big run for Jamar Jefferson. Let me get a look on how many carries Jefferson has today. I believe those were his 16th and 17th carries. I'll get stats on that later. First and goal for the Beavers from the 1. Jebbia sneaks it. Touchdown, Beavers! Tristan Jebbia fights his way into the end zone, and the Beavers regain the lead with 4:30 left to play in the fourth quarter. Oh, my, what a game we have here today at Reser Stadium.
Number 77 of Oregon State is wearing number 83.
Announcement from the officials about a number change on the field. It's not going to matter for anything. Everett Hayes will come on to attempt the extra point. So a huge blocked punt from the Beavers set them up first and 10 at Cal's 15. The Beavers cash in 3 plays later with a Tristan Jebbia quarterback sneak. Everett Hayes on for the extra point here for Oregon State, and the kick is up. Looks good from here. It is good. The Beavers lead it 31-27. What a huge momentum swing in the last 5 minutes with a blocked punt, and the Beavers cash in a couple of good runs over the great runs over the right side from Jermar Jefferson. Jefferson has 16 carries for 115 yards a day and a touchdown, and then Tristan Jebbia finished it off with a quarterback sneak at the 1-yard line. And the Beavers lead it 31-27 with 4:30 to play in the ball game. While we're waiting for the finish to this very exciting one, we're going to get some scores from around the country. UCLA trails at Oregon 38-28. Just 6 minutes left in that one. Looks like Oregon's going to hang on. 45-0, 17-ranked Iowa State is pummeling Kansas State. Number 7, Cincinnati has gone in front 29-25 on the road at UCF. 12 minutes to play in that one. Number 10, Wisconsin, trailing 17-7 to number 19, Northwestern. 7 minutes to play in that one. First and 10 for Wisconsin at their own 25. Wisconsin's offense just has not been able to get anything going. Of course, they're a defensive powerhouse team. Their offense has been really struggled at a lot of times, especially in types of games like these where they play other ranked ball clubs. So to recap everything here, it's 31 to 17 Beavers with 4:30 to play in the ball game. It's been a roller coaster game. Beavers take a lead early off a Jamar Jefferson score on the first play of the game. Cal ties it up. Beavers go in front again, 14-7. Cal goes on a 13-0 run to take a 20-14 lead going into halftime. The Beavers get a field goal from Everett Hayes, then score off a great punt return from Bradford. Offense finishes the job off a great play call from the Beavers where Jebbia got a receiving touchdown to go in front. After the Beavers go in front, Jebbia throws a costly pick. Cal cashes in with a touchdown to go in front, 27-24. And then the Beavers go three and out, have to punt. Beavers force Cal to go three and out, and they get an excellent blocked punt. And after the blocked punt, the Beavers were set up at the Cal 15, and the Beavers cash in to take the lead. Beavers getting fired up on the sideline. Their defense knows how much this means. If they can get a stop, it might take more than one, depending on what happens with timeouts and everything. They know what this means for them. Beavers looking to get their first win of the season. They're up 31-27 with 4:30 to play in the ballgame. Multiple lead changes have happened in the fourth quarter alone in this one. Caleb Lightbourne boots it away, and this is returnable for Nico Remigio. Remigio takes it inside the 5, and he gets pummeled at the 19, brought down at the 21-yard line. So good coverage from the Beavers that time. And Cal's offense, led by Chase Garbers, is going to come onto the field, trailing now 31-27. 4:25 to play in the ball game. It's been a roller coaster game. Who will come out on top and get their first win of the 2020 season? Garbers is in the shotgun, empty backfield here. We haven't seen a lot of empty backfield from Cal today. Garbers in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks to throw, in trouble, completes it in a tight window. Good throw by Garbers there. And Cal's going to have a first down out to the 32-yard line. Great play from Garbers there, throwing it into a very tight window because the coverage was good. 4:12 to play in the ballgame. First and 10, Cal from their own 32. Chase Garbers takes the snap. Here comes a lot of pressure. He fires. Defenders had to split the difference right there with the blitz, and the receiver makes a man miss. And he gets another Cal first down, so two plays, two first downs for the Golden Bear offense. 3:59 left to play in this one. 44-yard line, Cal's own 44-yard line. They go empty backfield on first and 10. Garbers takes the snap. Here comes pressure. Throws, split the difference on another route again, and that's going to be a pickup of 5. So a good gain for Cal on first down. It brings up second down and 5. 3:38 to play in this one, and the clock is rolling. Beaver defense really needs to step up here to get their team the win. Second and 5. Hand off to Marcel Dancy up the middle. Dancy falls forward for 3. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 2, although the Beavers, of course, will need to make 2 stops here because Cal no choice but to go for it at this point in the ballgame. And they're going to get back to the line, no huddle. Marcel Dancy is still the halfback, 3 minutes to play in this one. 3rd and 2, they hand it off to Dancy. Dancy dances through the line for a first down. Great run by Marcel Dancy that time. Pickup of 8. Marcel Dancy, another carry. He's been a workhorse today for Cal. 1st and 10 from the Beaver 38. Garbers, empty backfield. Looks to throw. In trouble. He gets hit. He gets away. And it looks like he's going to try to get the edge. He pump fakes, and he runs out of bounds with a pickup of about 6 yards. So Chase Garbers once again showing his athleticism. Great play from Chase Garbers there. Someone looked like they got a hold on his face mask. I'm not sure if they actually grabbed it. No flag on the field. But Garbers got away and rushed for 5 yards. Second down and 5, 2:32 to play in this one. Cal trying to milk the clock so that if they do in fact go in front, they need a touchdown. The Beavers wouldn't have any time to strike back. Second and 5, 2:20 to play in the ballgame. Garbers motions a man. They're from the Beavers' 33-yard line. Garbers drops back, looks to throw. Fires, caught, first down, out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So there's 2:10 to play in the ballgame. Beavers lead 31-27, but Cal is on the move. Clock will now wind again. First and 10, Cal from the Beaver 25-yard line. A turnover here, if it were to happen, would likely be the ball game, even though Cal does have 3 timeouts, I might add. So this is the deciding drive of the game, most likely. First and 10 for Cal from the Beavers 25. Garbers takes the snap. Here comes a lot of pressure. Garbers steps up, trying to get to the outside. Boy, is he fast, and Garbers is chased down. Good job that time by Omar Spates. No gain on the play. But boy, can Chase Garbers run. He can, looks to me like he can keep steady or even outrun a lot of the defensive backs on most teams he faces. Very athletic quarterback. And that was actually a loss of a yard on the play. Great job by Omar Spates cutting off the angle, because if he didn't get there, that's a first down run for Chase Garbers. Second down and 12, they're going to call it, for Cal from the Beavers' 27-yard line. There's a minute 36 to play in the ballgame. Beaver defense needing a big stop. They motion a man. Here comes a lot of pressure from the outside. They bring the house. Garbers overthrows his man in the end zone. He had him. There was a ton of heat, and they were just able to affect the throw enough. It's going to bring up third down and 12 for Cal. There's a minute 30 to play in the ballgame. Minute 30 to play. Third down and 12 for Cal from the Oregon State 27-yard line. The virtual crowd is losing their mind here on third down. Cal has converted a couple of third and 14s today. Beavers have not looked sharp in these situations. We'll see what happens here. They'll be fourth down after this, of course, if they get a stop here. Third and 12, Garbers in the shotgun. Here comes the heat up the middle. Garbers throws. It's complete. And he's going to be marked down well short, pushed out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Going to bring up the all-important fourth down and 5. So the ball game is on the line here. Cal does have 3 timeouts. They're not going to take it, probably, because if they don't get it here, they're going to want to save some. You'd think it might be worth it here just to go, but it's 4th and 5, and the game is on the line here in Corvallis. 1:23 to play in the game. 4th and 5 from the Beavers, 20 for Cal. Garbers in the shotgun. They motion Nico Remigio. Game on the line here. Garbers looks to throw. Here comes pressure. He's being forced to the outside. Garbers doesn't have anywhere to go. He's going to have to throw it. There are multiple flags down. This is intercepted. There are flags on the play. They're going to call this incomplete. This does not look good for the Beaver defense, though. There's a flag down in the vicinity of holding or pass interference. And this is likely going to give the Golden Bears... It is a holding on the Beavers. So a huge penalty. Cal does get what they needed there, and they convert on 4th down and 5. I personally couldn't see much. I did see a receiver on the ground there. It might have been due to that holding. And so now Cal's got 1st down and goal from the Beaver 10-yard line. The good news from the Beavers is Cal can't get a 1st down to keep the clock from ticking away from the Beavers if Cal is to score here, and Cal has to go 10 yards to find the end zone for the potential game-winning touchdown. 1st down and 10 for Cal from the Beaver 10-yard line. 1st and goal for Cal from the Beaver 10. Here comes heavy blitz. This ball is tipped in the air. It is intercepted! The Beavers pick the ball off, and the Beavers are going to get their first win of 2020. It is intercepted. I think it was the big 6'5" John McCartan as the ball was tipped in the air, and the Beavers look like they are going to get their first win of 2020. What a time to get a turnover. Oregon State's defense, after having their heart ripped out on the play, on the previous play, gets the interception here. That ball was up for grabs for a long time. And John McCartan, big 6'5 linebacker, using his frame there, using a basketball box out as well to make the biggest play of his career. I'm sorry to say that was for the win, because this game is not over yet. Cal does have a full complement of timeouts remaining, so this one is not over. Three timeouts for Cal. They're going to hand off to Jamar Jefferson. Jefferson has a lane. Jefferson has a first down to the 25-yard line. What a play for the Beavers. Cal will be forced to take their first timeout of the half. So with that, it's going to be awful hard for the Golden Bears to try and get the ball back with any decent amount of time. After the Jefferson run, they had to take their first time out of the half. I'm going to walk you through the scenarios here while we're in timeout. So the Beavers, so Cal can stop the clock two more times. If we say the Beavers have third down with 52 seconds left, they can take another run it again and run the clock down to all the way, I think, just about 13 seconds before they would have to punt the ball. So it's not over yet. One more first down would do the game. First and 10 for the Beavers from their own 25-yard line, looking to put this one on ice. Tristan Jebbia in the I formation. Jebbia turns, hands off to Jefferson. Jefferson again has a lane, has a first down and more. Jamar Jefferson running free. 45, 40, 35, 20. Cuts back, and he's just going to take a knee. He should go down, and he finally does. At the 10-yard line of Cal, Jamar Jefferson, the Oregon State workhorse, one of the best running backs this program has ever had, and that is going to win the game. The Beavers just have to take a knee now. Cal does have timeouts remaining. They will not matter. I believe that they're not going to matter. There is 43 seconds left to play in the ball game. Cal had to take another timeout. And the Beavers can go into victory formation here because Cal cannot stop the clock enough times. Jebbia takes a long time before he goes down. A little bit of roughhousing on the play as they tackled Jebbia. He did take a long time to get down on a knee in Cal's defense, and Cal will take their third and final. And that is going to be Cal's – is that going to be just their second timeout? If that is Cal's second timeout, I still don't think they have enough
They're going to reset the game clock to 38 seconds.
So what's going to happen here? This is second down. Cal can stop it one more time. So the Beavers really do just need to take a knee to end this ball game. And the timeouts should not matter. Update in Eugene. We got a great one coming going down to the wire there too. Oregon leads 38-35 over UCLA, but Oregon has fourth down and three from their own 43, and they're going to need to punt with a minute 17 left on the clock, so fixing for a great finish there in Eugene. Beavers play the Ducks next week. Tristan Jebbia in the victory formation takes a knee. Cal is going to use their third and final timeout.
Timeout, Cal. Their third and final timeout.
It's not going to matter unless the Beavers botch the kneel down. That is going to end the game because they will not need to snap it on fourth down once they take a knee here on 3rd and 17, of course intentionally losing yards. 35 seconds to play in the ball game. The Beavers lead it 31-27 over Cal with 35 seconds left to play. Beavers are one kneel down away from getting their first win of 2020. Jebbia takes a knee, and that will do it. What an exciting game in Corvallis here today at Research Stadium. The Oregon State Beavers, in a thriller, get their first win of 2020 and get much-needed momentum going into the rivalry match with Oregon next week. That will be at Research Stadium as well. The final seconds tick off. Jonathan Smith embraces Cal's head coach near midfield. Cal's head coach now falls to 20-20 in his tenure at Cal. The clock hits zero. Oregon State has won the game. A huge blocked punt that the Beavers catch in on. And then with first down and goal or second. It was first and goal from the 10 for Cal. Ball's tipped in the air, intercepted by John McCartan. And the Beavers get the win today in Corvallis. They improved to 1-2 on the year. 3 games left before the seeding game. They'll play Oregon next week. Then they'll play at Stanford, at Utah, then the seeding game. That is the final. Beavers win 31-27 over California. Get their first win of 2020. And it comes here at Research Stadium. I'm Ben Paul from Orange Media Network. Really glad you joined me today. This was a thriller. Beavers get the win 31-27.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
This is Ugg.
On 88.7 FM, KBVR, Corvallis.
Go Beavers!
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this true?